నమస్తే సరస్వతి గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశ
ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురుమిళితాం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితాం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాం నిజం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణరఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాం సహగణలలితాం శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రసాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంతస్వామినిధి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవీం గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణి నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రసాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఇది నామినే శ్రీవర్షభానవీ దేవి దైదాయా కృపాబ్ధయే కృష్ణ సంబంధ విజ్ఞానం దాయినే ప్రభవే నమ మాధుర్యోజ్వల ప్రేమాద్య శ్రీరూపానుగ భక్తిద శ్రీగౌరకరుణాశక్తి విగ్రహాయ నమోస్తుతే నమస్తే గౌరవాణి శ్రీమూర్తయే దీనధారిణే రూపానుగ విరుద్ధాభా సిద్ధాంతధ్వాంధహారిణే నమో గౌరకిశోరాయ సాక్షాద్వైరాగ్యమూర్తయే విప్రలంబరసాంబోధే పాదాంబుజాయదే నమ నమో భక్తి వినోదాయ సచ్చిదానందనామినే గౌరశక్తిస్వరూపాయ రూపానుగవరాయతే గౌరావిర్భవభౌమేస్త్వం నిర్దేష్టా సజ్జనప్రియ వైష్ణవా సర్వభౌమశ్రీ జగన్నాథాయ దే నమః వాంజగల్పదరుభ్యాశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయ దే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్వషే నమః పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూపస్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశాత్వికం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగల్పదే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంద రాధాకాంద నమోస్తుతే జయదాం సురదౌ భంగోర్ మమ మందమదీర్ఘది మత్సర్వస్వదాంభోజౌ రాధా మదనమోహనౌ దివ్యవృందారణ్యకల్పద్రుమాదౌ శ్రీమద్రత్నాకరసింహాసనస్థౌ శ్రీమద్దాశీలగోవిందదేవౌ ప్రేష్టాలిభిః సేవ్యమానౌ స్మరామి శ్రీమన్రాసరసారంభి వంశీ వడదటస్థిత కర్షన్ వేణుస్వనే గోపిర్గోపినాథాశ్రయేస్తు తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుదే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే ജയ ശ്രീ കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭോ നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ധദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീ നമോസ്തു ദേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ ഉലാരവിന്ദായതപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണം പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്നപാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകവാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമഃ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുർഗാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സ സുധീർ ഭോക്ത ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവ സുതം ദേവം കംസചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗൽഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതട ജയദ്രഥജല ഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണ ഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവാം പാരാശര്യവജ സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകകേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജന ഷൽപദൈരഹര പേബീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാദ് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽ കൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാവരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുത സ്ത്വന്വന്ദി ദിവ്യൈ സവൈർ വേദൈർ സംഗപദൈർ ക്രമോപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തിയം സമഗാഹം ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം വിദുസുരാ സുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ Sunday we were discussing this conversation with Mahabali and Vamanamurthy. Vamanamurthy says to Mahabali that Mahabali's question was, why do you ask so little from me? You should know what you should ask when you come to Mahabali. This is how Mahabali puts it to Vamanamurthy. So Mahabali says to Vamanamurthy that the 3 feet, what you have asked for, and if I give this to you, people will say, this is what Mahabali has given to you after going to him. And that will be a bad name for me. For Mahabali, it will be a bad name, he says. Mahabali controls all seven islands of the whole planet. And to such a person, you go to him and ask him for 3 feet of land. That is shameful for me. May not be for you, but for me it is a bad thing. Bad name for that. So, Mahabali says like that. And there you can see, I think I need a Bhagavatam. This 8th canto. If you can give that.
Sorry, this is
9th
canto.
9th canto. 8th canto, I forgot to change the book. First part.
Sanskrit.
Mahabali says to him, Saptadvibhadipadayo, that is the 23rd verse. Saptadvibhadipadayo nirbhav vainyagayadhara arthai kamer gadanandam trishnaya idina shudam. Mahabali's question, his answer was that there is, in relationship with this, that although personalities like Prithu Maharaj and Gaya, Maharaj Gaya, they achieved the proprietorship of the whole planet, but they could not achieve a satisfaction or find the end of their ambitions. Arthai kamer gadanandam trishnaya itina shrutam. This is Vamanamurti saying to Mahabali now. Mahabali says to Mahabali, that when Mahabali said to Vamanamurti that you should be asking more than this, Vamanamurti's logical answer was that this island, these seven islands, were owned by many, many people before, all too completely, and that includes Prithu Maharaj and Maharaj Gaya. But they still wanted to have more land. Even after getting control of the seven islands, they wanted to have proprietorship of more land. So, it is endless, Vamanamurti says to Mahabali. It's endless. Desires can go and there is no end to it. Unlimited it is. So, that was Vamanamurti's point. So, there is no point in me asking for more. I have limited my desires to these 3 feet of land. That's sufficient for me. Vamanamurti is defending his position. And Mahabali's question was that if I give you these 3 feet of land, people will say that you went to Mahabali and Mahabali had given you 3 feet of land who owns all the seven islands. So this way there was a discussion between Vamanamurti and Mahabali, and that's what we find there. So what is indicating to us is that human nature is like that. No matter how much we have, it's not sufficient. It's never sufficient. So, again and again we want more, 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 isn't it? And it will keep on increasing. There, instead, what he is saying here is that people like me, Vamanamurti is saying, people like me who are Brahmana boys, if we show greed in this world, what will happen to the rest of the world? They will follow us, is it not? As a Brahmana boy, I should be an example to others. If we start becoming greedy, then the whole world will become greedy in the same way. So he is saying the Brahmana boys should not be trying in that direction. That's not their purpose. And we are people yadrucha labha sandushto. Yadrucha labha sandushto means satisfied with whatever comes in our life by providence, whatever that comes there. And right now I need only these 3 feet of land. I have asked for that. And that's enough for me. And if I get that, I am more than satisfied. Vamanamurti is saying to Krishna, to Mahabali. And he says, if you can give it to me, these 3 feet of land, I am more than satisfied. Vamanamurti saying, being Brahmanas, we shouldn't be showing that greed in us. It shouldn't be there. So, aho brahmana dayada. He's saying, you will see there, aho brahmana dayada. Says, I will give it to you. Mahabali says, that there is no problem with that. There is no problem with that. And he says that this is all, I am agreeing with that. I'll give it to you, but let that be in a form of a charity, in the form of a charity. Because right now, there is this sacrifice going on there. The Shukracharya is the performer of the sacrifice, and the priest there, and the sacrifice is going on. So in the middle of that, this request has come. So it has to be in the form of a charity. And after this, Mahabali instructed for them to bring the flowers, the water, sandalwood, and rice, everything. And Om Tat Sat, chanting the mantra, he was going to hand over this land to Mahabali, to one Mahabali. So while offering this, the person who has to chant the mantra is the priest, which is our Shukracharya here, who is the teacher or spiritual master of Mahabali. So after taking everything in the hand, Mahabali closed the eyes and looked at Shukracharya's face. When he looked at Shukracharya's face, before Mahabali looked at Shukracharya's face, Vamanamurti looked at Shukracharya's face. Shri Shuka Maharishi says here, if you look in the 29th verse, what he says there. Vishnave Shamam Pradasyandam Ushana Asureshwaram Janam Shigirshidam Vishnu Shishyam Prahavidam Vara Prahavidam Vara Shishyam Prahavidam Vara. That Shishyam Pradaviham Vara, see that Vidam Vara means, you can read the translation, the best of the knowers of everything. One who knows everything. Janam Shigirshidam Vishnu Shishyam Prahavidam Vara. Understanding Lord Vishnu's purpose, Shukracharya, the best of the learned, immediately spoke as follows to his disciple who was about to offer everything to Lord Vamanadeva. Can you see there? They have specifically mentioned about Shukracharya, the best of the learned. So we shouldn't misunderstand about Shukracharya's position. This is a pastime Vamanamurti along with Shukracharya is performing in order to raise the position of Mahabali and show to the world that Krishna is pleased with Mahabali because of his surrender. There is no inimical feeling towards Shukracharya. People read this story and start interpreting things, saying that Shukracharya was such a demon, he is the spiritual master of the demons. So that is not the issue here. The issue here is that the Vamanamurti had come with a specific purpose, wanted to take away everything from Mahabali and give back to Indra his planets. That's one thing. But apart from that, Shukracharya's position is very high, is rated very high, because in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying about Shukracharya, Kavinam Ushanam Aham. He says there, that among the poets or krandadarshis or thoughtful people, among them, I am Shukracharya, he says. So Shukracharya, under no situation, and in Krishna's estimation anyway, in a lower position. Not only that, it is in Shukracharya's family later on, Krishna comes and takes birth. Devayani is that tradition. So Shukracharya's position, it is not the intention of insulting Shukracharya, but rather to, which we'll see later when you come to this story, you will see how Krishna recognizes Shukracharya. So here you can see this statement that that he says here, that Krishna is standing there like a little boy, Brahmachari there, Vamana Brahmachari, and although he is talking to Mahabali, he is looking at Shukracharya's face and seeing what is the reaction from Shukracharya's side. And Shukracharya was in a showing an upset mood that my disciple is not listening to me and doing what he likes. And so he's getting upset there. Then, but inside Shukracharya is happy. Why? His own disciple, he is growing spiritually. And finally a stage comes that he is able to donate these 3 feet of land to Vamanamurti as a final offering to him. And he is happy because the success of any sacrifices, how do you know a sacrifice is successful? If during the sacrifice time, if a great personality walks in, that means the sacrifice is successful. For example, here Vamanamurti had come. Similarly, whenever, any time, when great sacrifices are going on, if a great personality comes in at that time, that means a sacrifice is successful. That is how they conclude. Because the purpose of all sacrifices is to have satsangam. So when you get the satsangam of a great soul or mahatma, that itself is an indication that the sacrifice is a successful one. So in Mahabali's this famous sacrifice, Vamanamurti has walked in and asked for charity. Ultimately, Mahabali is getting an opportunity to hand over his whatever he is asking for to him. And therefore, this is the hundredth sacrifice what Mahabali was performing, and he has directly appeared there. And so Shukracharya is totally happy with that, because he was the priest for the sacrifice, and this is a proof that the whole sacrifice was performed properly. That is the proof of that. The sacrifice has been performed properly, and therefore he is saying here that it is full of Shukracharya is feeling total satisfaction inside. Among the demons, asuras also, there are not many great personalities, good people. There is one Prahlada there, and Prahlada became a great devotee, and that credit has gone to Sri Narada Maharshi. So therefore you can say that Prahlada's spiritual master is actually Sri Narada Maharshi, isn't it? And therefore that credit goes to Narada Muni. But one more personality has come from that Asura family, which is Mahabali, and that credit has gone to Shukracharya. So Shukracharya was feeling that just like Narada Maharshi brought Prahlada to Narasimham, he has succeeded in bringing Mahabali to Lord Vamanamurti. So it is at that time, this verse is 29th verse, you can see that Vishnave Kshamam Pradasyandam Ushana Asureshwaram Janam Stigirshidam Vishnu Shishyam Prahavidamvara. Understanding Lord Vishnu's purpose, Shukracharya, the best of the learned, immediately spoke as follows to his disciple, who was about to offer everything to Lord Vamana, to Lord Vamana Deva. So Krishna is looking there, and Krishna is looking. Why Krishna was looking like that? Vamanamurti was looking like that. Was you have not understood the glory of your disciple yet? Mahabali's glories. So only part of his glory of Mahabali you have seen here. And if you want to know the actual glory of Mahabali, they give the example that just you want to test a jewel, how valuable it is, they keep rubbing to a stone and find out. In the similarly, and even in your opposition, you are opposing everything, but Mahabali is still able to go against that and able to make the surrender. So, and that is what Vamanamurthy wanted. So Shukracharya has spoken in that way, and suddenly he changed his mood, Shukracharya's mood. He says to Mahabali, what are you going to do? Then, have you decided to give it to this Brahmana boy, this 3 feet of land? And why did you not ask me? And in previously, have you done anything without asking me? What's interesting here is, when Vamanamurthy came in, they went to receive him. At that time, Mahabali went, and Shukracharya went with him to receive him from outside, to bring him into the sacrificial area. At that time, Shukracharya knew very well that Vamanamurthy has come with this intention, but he didn't say to Mahabali, don't give anything. But only at this last minute, after Mahabali has committed that he is going to give it to him, then Shukracharya interferes and says, why did you not ask me? So there is a little bit of planned strategy between Vamanamurthy and Shukracharya in trapping Mahabali into this. So then now he is making Mahabali responsible to hurt him and telling him that he says to him that suppose he did not give this land to him, and don't think that this is a child, little boy, 2 feet high, but he's not a Brahmana boy. Who is he? That is what he's saying there in the 30th verse. He's saying that Shri Shukra Uvacha Esha Vairojane Sakshal Bhagavan Vishnu Ravyaya Kashyapad Adider Jado Devanam Karya Sathaka. Shri Shukra Uvacha Esha Vairojane Sakshal Bhagavan Vishnu Ravyaya Kashyapad Adider Jado Devanam Karya Sathaka. Shukracharya said, O son of Virojana, this Brahmachari in the form of a dwarf is directly the imperishable Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. Accepting Kashyapa Muni as his father and Aditi as his mother, he has now appeared in order to fulfill the interest of the demigods. So, he says that he has only come, this Vamanamurthy is nobody else who has come to fulfill the desires of the Indra. So, and he is actually an incarnation of Mahavishnu. And the this child has come, this Vamanamurthy has come, that he wants to get back the land, what you have taken away from the demigods. But through this simple charity of 3 feet land, he is going to take away everything from you. So, and out of them, by two feet, the earthly planet and all the planets he is going to measure, and he wouldn't have enough space for the 3 feet of land. He won't have enough space for the land. Therefore, you tell him that you are not going to give it. This will be the best thing for you to do, says Shukracharya to Mahabali. When Mahabali heard this, he was in a complete shock when this advice was given. Shukracharya asked Mahabali, why are you looking at me? You don't trust my words, do you? He says to him. So tell him straight away that you are not going to give it. And Mahabali was in a predicament. He didn't know what to say. He says to him that, addressing his spiritual master, because Shukracharya is his spiritual master, you may be thinking that you have already committed, haven't you? That is what you are going through your mind. See their words, what he is saying in the 35th. Pradishrudam toyatma toyas asmai yad anarthama janada na sadhu manye daityanam mahan ubhagato annayam. You do not know what a dangerous position you have accepted by promising to give him land. I do not think that this promise is good for you. It will bring great harm to the demons. It will bring great harm to the demons. This is how he has. You do not know what a dangerous position you have accepted by promising to give the land. I do not think that this promise is good for you. It will bring great harm to the demons, says there. And not knowing what the future is going to be, what calamity it's going to create, you have told, given this promise to him. Doesn't matter, Mahabali says to Shukracharya, but I'll take the responsibility. You say no. Now to him, say to Vamanamurti that my spiritual master has told me not to give it, so I'm not giving it. You can put it that way to him. And I will tell you the reason why it is so. If you give everything, 3 feet of land to him, tomorrow you will have nowhere to live. You won't have a space to give. And it is not proper to give charity and completely you become penniless. That is no good, he says to him. Because wealth has been acquired with a lot of effort. And I have also helped you to acquire this wealth. Therefore, you can only spend this money like the way I tell you to spend it. This is all Shukracharya's Shukracharya's words to Mahabali. That otherwise what will happen is saying here that any wealth what you have acquired by working very, very hard, and you can't just spend it out the way you like it, because if you give them in charity this land now, and tomorrow you'll have nothing with you, and that should not happen. That is a great mistake, Mahabali says to Vamanamurti. So you are doing a charity which is dharmam, but doing that in the name of holding on to your word, because you have given a promise. And if you try to do that, in that process, if it becomes an irreligious thing, adharmam, then that is not proper. What's the benefit? And there are rules related to giving the wealth to others. So he's asking, what is that? That's what you will see in the 37th verse. The rules. Mahabali, Mahashukracharya is trying to stop the charity by saying all these things. He says, dharmyam yashasye arthaya kamaya sujanaya cha panchada vipajan vitham iha mutrajamodade. Dharmaya yashasye arthaya kamaya sujanaya cha panchada vipajan vitham iha mutrajamodade. Therefore, one who is in full knowledge should divide his accumulated wealth in 5 parts. For religion, for reputation, for opulence, for sense gratification, and for the maintenance of his family members. Such a person is happy in this world and in the next. These words from Shukracharya, sometimes we read all this and we start using that in our daily life. It is not always correct. We will explain that why it is so. In the Shastram, Itihasam, particularly Ramayanam, Mahabharatam, these two Vedic literature, Ramayanam and Mahabharatam, Ramayanam gives us the proper understanding of Shastram. We'll come to that why. These two particular two literature, Ramayanam and Mahabharatam. Ramayanam is actually the text for culturing the samskaram in a person, not Mahabharatam. That is the reason that Mahabharatam should never be taught to children. You should only teach them Ramayanam. There is a reason behind all these things. The main reason is that the samskaram in Ramayanam is actually the Arsha samskaram, is Ramayana samskaram, not Mahabharatam. Mahabharatam, Ramayanam is a straightforward thing. Mahabharatam is not. Mahabharatam should be only studied by people who are very, very thoughtful, who can understand the intricacies of Mahabharatam. Mahabharatam is a very intricate book. When Vedavyasa Maharshi wrote Mahabharatam, in his mind, the background behind that is, when he wrote the book, he has included so many things, which an average person, if he reads, you will get confused about it. The logic in that. For example, there is a story, many examples are there, one or two I mentioned here. Brihaspati's relationship with Tara. Moon, Chandra, his relationship with Tara. For a child or a children, when you teach these things, it will not look very appropriate. Even grown-up people are confused about these topics in the Mahabharata. But if it your own way, when you have understood properly, analyzed it properly, you will see that what Vedavyas had to say was good. It's the right thing. But to understand and come to that level, it takes time. It takes time. That's the reason Mahabharata is never taught to children. So what they used to do was they used to say that don't read Mahabharata at home. Because it's a family quarrel and it creates quarrel at home. They'll put some excuse like this and prevent children from reading Mahabharata. Ramayanam was always encouraged because Ramayanam is principle, full of principles and values. Whereas in Mahabharata, you won't find that. Brihaspati's situation and relationship with Tara and also with the moon, all that things, if a child leaves, he will start reading, thinking, Brihaspati is the spiritual master of the demigods and he is behaving like this, so why shouldn't we behave like that? This question will come. But to understand that, we have to study a lot more other things, which we'll discuss later. So the same way, in the Shastram, there are many things mentioned, right? Many things are mentioned in the Shastram. Many Samhita and others, many things are mentioned. But when you pick up those things and implement in your life, who should implement this life? Question will come. Who should implement that? This applying these things in life. For example, a person who is progressing in spiritual life, who keeps the goal of self-realization as immediate goal in life and is going in that path, he is not bound by any of these rules. What Shukracharya is saying here. This is for people who live in this world, who live in a way that they want to have a comfortable material life, looking for some satisfaction, happiness from this material existence. For them, these rules apply. But one who is looking towards the goal of realizing the truth, self-realization as the goal, and one who is advancing in that path, these rules don't apply to him. This important principle must be understood. Because otherwise, what will happen is, we will read these things that, suppose your income should be divided into five. One-fifth to the relations, one-fifth to the for your own happiness, one-fifth for the charity. And like this, it's divided here. So, this principle is important. If you have come to spiritual life and you have taken spiritual life very seriously, for example, you will see many of the rishis in life, they had certain bad habits. Some of them you will find, Vasishtha had problems and Vishwamitra had problems. Now, if you start looking at them and judging them based on that, that's wrong. Because they are very powerful personalities, but in their prarabdham there is some bad vasana sometimes, and that may come out. But that in no way minimizes their position. That is why when Rasalila happened, you have to look back into Bhagavadam. When Rasalila happened, Parikshit asked this question to Sugar Brahmarshi. Krishna, who is the Supreme Lord, he comes and dances with the women who are married to others. How is this justified? Parikshit had this question. What did he say? Sugar Brahmarshi says to him? Ishwaranam vacham satyam. There is a verse there in the 10th canto. You will see there, Ishwaranam Vajam Satyam. Whatever great personalities do, you can only take their instructions. You can't question them. That is the way it is. This is sometimes very difficult for people to digest this principle. We will say that, he is doing all these things, why can't I do it? No, that approach is not allowed. In the Shastram, that's not allowed. That is why even Parikshit had the question. Imagine that. But Parikshit asked that question on our behalf because Parikshit knew that sometime later people will ask this question. Mahatmas, what they do, because they are so powerful. In other words, even what it is indicating to us is, we may have a lot of faults in our character. In our character, we may have a lot of faults. But if you are determined to realize the self and determined to realize the truth, and if you realize the truth and realize the self, even these little faults what you have in your character is overlooked. It's not taken seriously anymore. To example was that Lord Shiva, when that poison came out from the churning of the milk ocean, that is what Shukha Brahmarshi said. He took that poison in the hand and drank it. Nothing happened to him. Why? Yatha rudrabdijam visham, he says there. Like Rudra took the poison and took it inside, he didn't get affected by that. Similarly, all these great personalities, Vasishtha, Vishwamitra, Brihaspati and all that, in their character you may find some things wrong. They may do some things which in your estimation may maybe bring them down. But they are not affected by that. That you should never forget. That is important principle in the Shastram. That is why while studying Mahabharatam, this understanding is necessary. Otherwise, there are so many personalities in the Mahabharatam who will be misunderstood. We will misunderstand them and we will start judging things. For example, Draupadi accepted 5 husbands. Is it not? And Bahu Bhairyatvam, Bahu Bhartratvam. That means accepting many husbands and accepting many wives. Both were practiced during the Mahabharata times. You can see that in many instances. Kshatriya kings accepted many wives. And Draupadi, and there are a few instances who accepted many husbands as well. Now, in a society, when these rules come at different times like this, they try out different things and then they will finally say, this doesn't work, that also doesn't work. And finally they conclude that what Ramayanam says, for one man, one wife. That principle holds good. So, in this way, society changes are happening continuously. But those things, you have to look at it in the proper way. Otherwise, it could be misleading. There is so many things in the Mahabharatam like this. What is for that reason that Mahabharatam is not read as children. But grown-up adults who have properly understood Shastram, for them, and who are very thoughtful people, who can think, not in a negative way, always in a positive way. That means you should never read Mahabharatam and criticize people there, or they have done wrong, they have done wrong. That's not the way to do that. Instead, we have to read through Mahabharatam and understand that, the reasons behind it, why it has happened so, and in such circumstances, what should be our attitude towards Mahabharatam. So, this difference is between Ramayanam and Mahabharatam. Similarly, when we read Manusamhita and when we read other Smriti books which are related to our life in this world, we just need to know how to apply that in this life, in our own life. And that's why when Shukracharya is giving this instruction, there is a book called Shukraniti, where Shukracharya says about his logic in doing that. So it is from that background he is saying, Dharmya yashase arthaya kamaya su janayaja panchada vibhajan vittam iha mutraja modade. One who is in full knowledge should divide his accumulated wealth in 5 parts: for religion, for reputation, for opulence, for sense gratification, and for the maintenance of his family members. This doesn't apply to someone who has come to spiritual life seriously. Because, see, person who isn't seriously in spiritual life, he doesn't want sense gratification. Isn't it? What do you do with the 20% then? That question will come. So, these are the things one has to be careful while reading this. Sometimes devotees also, they read this, they say, it is said like this in the Bhagavatam. So, we should follow that. That is not how you do it. This discrimination is important to know in which circumstances what to apply in life. That's a big secret, and it needs some understanding, deeper understanding. So if you read there, he says, Shastras enjoin that if one has money, one should divide all that he has accumulated into 5 divisions. One part for religion, one part for reputation, one part for opulence, one part for sense gratification, one part to maintain members of family. So The funny thing was that people read devotees read this. They says, is this income talking about the gross or the net? Because after tax, or because you already paid the taxes 20%, so that's not mentioned there. So where does that account for? So after doing all that, what's left behind is very little. So what do we do with that? So this kind of questions will come. But we have to know, from a devotee's point of view, all these things are not valid. That's the main principle. So the same thing here, that that he says here, he says the five, this is Shukracharya's logic to stop Mahabali from paying this, giving this. So he says, first is charity. Second one is to hold your reputation in this world. And then one-fifth you can invest in the bank for your capital, whatever it is. One-fifth for your sense enjoyment. And one-fifth you have to give it to your relations. Who decides who are the relatives and whom to give, isn't it? So, so he says to him, even if you withdraw from this commitment, what you have made to Mahabali, and as far as you are concerned, you have to protect the wealth. Mahabali, Shukracharya says to him, this is your wealth and you have to protect that. And if you are not convinced still, you are still finding it difficult that you feel that you have told a lie to Vamanamurthy. You have told a lie, isn't it? He said, I'll give it to you, and now you're changing your word. He says, then he says, if that is your problem, he says, I'll give you the shastram to say that when you can tell a lie. There's shastram for everything. There is shastram for anything. What if you want to kill a person, there is shastram for that. Shastram is available for everything. But how to use the shastram in life, that is what requires the discriminative power inside. So, you haven't read all the books, shastram, he says. Shukracharya says to Mahabali. But I have read all the book and I am your teacher, I am telling you, he said. There is a law where you can tell a lie, he says. And Mahabali, when he heard that, he was in a shock. That spiritual master is telling him, you can tell lies, he says. Shukracharya says to him, look at that verse 43, what he is saying, that is his logic, that streshu narma vivahecha vrityarthe pranasankade go brahmanarthe himsayam nanvidam syal jugupsidam. Streshu narma vivaheshu vrityarthe pranasankade go brahmanarthe himsayam nanradasyal jugupsidam. In flattering a woman to bring her under control, in joking, in a marriage ceremony, in earning one's livelihood, when one's life is in danger, in protecting cows and brahminical culture, or in protecting a person from an enemy's hand, falsity is never condemned. That was enough for Shukracharya to tell the lie. So he says, Shukracharya said this, that you can say with women when you want to bring them under control, or for jokingly, or in a marriage time, like the boy promises everything to the girl before the marriage, all these kind of things, it's all allowed. Or for survival in this world, suppose your livelihood is affected and if you have to tell a lie, that is allowed, Shukracharya says there. Or if you have to, somebody is attacking you and you have to protect yourself for maintaining your life, you can do that. And in, suppose by telling a lie, if you are going to escape from that situation, it's allowed, he says. So, in different situations like this, even if you have told a lie, nanrasyal jugupsidam, that it is not going to create any problems. This was his logic. So, somehow or the other, even if you have to tell a lie, you do that and you have to protect your wealth, says Shukracharya to Mahabali. So in front of Mahabali, Shukracharya started giving this lecture. Altogether, Mahabali was in a completely confused state. Confused means that Mahabali had one habit. He considered Prahlada as authority in spiritual life. Although Shukracharya's disciple he was, Prahlada's grandson is Mahabali. So Mahabali always had full faith in Prahlada's words. So when Mahabali said this, Shukracharya said this, he thought about Prahlada's words. Prahlada always stuck to truth. So this was becoming a little bit of contradiction inside. Both Shukracharya and Prahlada, Mahabali respected both. Prahlada as a devotee and Shukracharya as an authority in both ways. He respected both of them. But when from two authorities you get two instructions, and when they are contradicting each other, then Mahabali is suffering from that, having that problem. But still, he had more faith in Prahlada's words. So, what happened here was, like for example, people, ordinary people like us, when we read all this in the Bhagavatam, we will think, why not? We can also tell lies, isn't it? Mahabali has been told like this, and these situations, you are allowed to tell lies. And if you start saying that I have translated that into my life, and then it becomes very dangerous. So, so Shastram is like this, that even if you hear Shastric injunctions, that people who have bad vasanas in them, they are compared like that milk is coming from the udder of a cow. But when the mosquito goes there, mosquito will look for the blood. That's the problem, is it not? Like, you can say that the there is good, very good milk coming from the cow. So instead of using the, instead of drinking the milk, the mosquito wants only the blood, even when there is milk available. Similarly, people who have bad vasanas, they will interpret the Shastram in such a way and abuse it. That's what he's saying here. It is for this purpose that this story is spoken there. Sri Shubramarshi is showing to us. So, Shukracharya, even though what he says about Shukracharya, you can see in the 20th chapter, the first verse itself. Shri Shuka Vacha Belir Evam Grihapati Kulacharyena Bhashita Tushnim Bhutva Kshanam Rajan Uvachavahido Gurum. Shri Shuka Vacha Belir Evam Grihapati, the first verse in the 20th chapter. Belir Evam Grihapati Kulacharyena Bhashita Tushnim Bhutva Kshanam Rajan Uvachavahido Gurum. Sudeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, when Bali Maharaj was thus advised by his spiritual master, Shukracharya, his family priest, he remained silent for some time, and then after full deliberation, he replied to his spiritual master as follows. So, even though Shukracharya has spoken forcefully and asking Mahabali to accept that, He didn't oblige. What did he say? He says to Mahabali, Mahabali says to Shukracharya, whatever you have spoken is true. I'm not denying that. But I was born in Prahlada's family. I'm Prahlada's grandson. Prahladi kitavo yatha. You will see. That is why he is bringing Prahlada into it. If you look into the third verse, you see what he's saying there. Yeah. In the 20th chapter, third verse. Sachaham vitta lobhena pratyajakshe katham dvijam pratishrutya dadamiti prahradi kitavo yada. Prahradi, he says, I am prahradi. Prahradi kitavo yada. Prahradi kitavo yada, he says, that I am famous as the grandson of Prahlada. That's the problem. I am famous as the grandson of Prahlada. And Kaitavam, an ordinary cheater. Prahlada Kaitavo Yatha, he says. That, how can I withdraw my promise? I am the grandson of Prahlada. How can I withdraw my promise? Because of greed for money, when I have already said that I shall give this land. How can I behave like an ordinary cheater, especially toward a Brahmana?
especially toward Brahma.
So that is the argument Mahabali has put forward to Shukracharya, and he says that you can see there. He also says there in the verse before that. Shri Baliruvacha Satyam Bhagavata Proktam, verse 2. Satyam Bhagavata Proktam Dharmoyam Grahamedhinam Artham Kama Artham Kamanya Shobhritim Yona Bhadeza Karahichil. Bali Maharaj said, as you have already stated, the principle of religion that does not hinder one's economic development, sense gratification, fame, and means of livelihood is the real occupational duty of the householder. I also think that this religious principle is correct. So, many instances, when you are looking at this Bali Shukracharya's conversation, Mahabali and Vamanamurthy conversation, unless we understand properly, it can lead into a lot of misunderstanding from that. So, what he's saying here is that normally, in ordinary life, householder should protect their wealth. They should protect their wealth. And not only that, I do not feel, Mahabali says, that I have to protect everything, because here, who has come now? Mahavishnu has come. Yajnamurti he is, isn't it? As Vamanamurti. And you have told me that this is Mahavishnu. That is enough for me. I was performing all these sacrifices to please whom? Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu has come here in this Vamanamurti's form. And and Mahavishnu, normal nature with him is that he wants to bless everybody. In the four-handed form, Mahavishnu blesses everyone. And that is what I have heard about Mahavishnu, says Mahabali. And now he has come in front of me and he's showing his little hand in front of me and asking him that, will you give this to me, this 3 feet of land? See what he's saying, Mahabali is saying there in the 11th verse. Yajandi yajnam Kradupirya madhruda bhavanda mamnaya vidhane kovida sa eva vishnur varado varadostuva paro dasyam amushmai kshidim ipsidam mune. Yajandi yajnam kradupirya madhruda bhavanda mamnaya vidhane kovida sa eva vishnur varadostuva paro dasyam amushmai kshidim ipsidam mune. O great sage, great saintly persons like you, being completely aware of the Vedic principles for performing ritualistic ceremonies and yajnas, worship Lord Vishnu in all circumstances. Therefore, whether that same Lord Vishnu has come here to give me all benedictions or to punish me as an enemy, I must carry out his order and give him the requested tract of land without hesitation. Mahabali's point is, because Vishnu had come, the sacrifice, Yajnavai Vishnu, all yajnam is for pleasing Vishnu. And Vishnu has come here. Now what Vishnu wants to do after this, that's up to him. I don't have anything to say about it. The fact that he had come shows that my sacrifice was successful. This is Mahabali's point. Mahabali's position is like that. So is it not proper for me to give something to that little hand what Vamanamurthy has shown? I feel like that, says Mahabali, and I know you, why you are saying this. You are concerned about my future. Therefore, because of that, thinking that I may be bankrupt, I may have no place to go to, you are telling me that I should protect all these things. I should protect all these things. That's why you will see in the 10th verse what he said. That
Manasvina Karunigasya Shobhanam Yadartikamobanayena Durgadi Kudapunar Brahma Vidam Bhavadrisham Tatovator Asya Dadami Vanchidam. മനസ്സിന് കാരുണികസ്യ ശോഭനം യദ് അർത്ഥി കാമോപനയേന ദുർഗതി കുത പുനർ ബ്രഹ്മവിദാം ഭവാദൃശാം തതോവതോ വടോർ അസ്യ ദദാമി വാഞ്ചിതം. By giving charity, a benevolent and merciful person undoubtedly becomes even more auspicious, especially when he gives charity to a person like your good self. Under the circumstances, I must give this little brahmachari whatever charity he wants from me. This is Mahabali's point. So suppose I have given everything. Mahabali is saying, I have given everything to Vamana Murthy because he has asked for it. Mahavishnu has come and asked for it. And I feel, Mahabali says, that he has asked, and if I manage, succeeded in giving him what he has asked for, and then afterwards, whatever happens from that, I am not going to lament about it, what happens after that. And if I am able to live with that in my rest of my life, I consider my life as a success. Mahabali's, that nature in Mahabali, that Brahmanyam, Mahabali's Brahmanyam, that's what Mahabali, although demon, the quality of her Brahmanyanam Belisvam, all Brahmanyam, Krishna says, I am Mahabali. Among all the Brahmanas, I am Mahabali, Krishna is saying. Similarly, about Brihaspati, he says the same thing in the Bhagavad Gita. And similarly about Shukracharya, he says. So you can understand from that Krishna has a special relationship with all these great personalities. Otherwise Krishna wouldn't say like that. Among the devotees I am Uddhava, he says. So similarly you can see that Mahabali is saying he had come, he has asked. And if I succeed in giving him whatever he wanted, then even if my life is goes in a difficult situation, it doesn't matter. After all, I have fulfilled his desires. And that is my life success. This is the way Mahabali is thinking. That is Mahabali's consciousness. You can see. So, after giving everything what he has asked, even if I become a pauper, it doesn't matter, he says. And then you have said that, you have told me many times before, all these sacrifices are to please Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu. And then Mahavishnu had come to this sacrifice, and that too, I am a demon performing this sacrifice. And he had come here and he has come to bless me. And if I get an opportunity like this, which normally I don't, but when I got an opportunity like this, is it not my duty to please him by giving what he wants, isn't it? And I feel that you are actually testing me, said Mahabali to Shukracharya, he says to him. And you have to let me win this argument. And my grandfather, Prahlada, and you, my teacher, spiritual master, if both of you allow me properly, I won't have any conflict in my mind. I will please Mahavishnu whichever way he wants it, and I will give it to him. And Mahabali decided to give it to him. At that time, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi says that another situation happened at that time. That there is a saying, Sahadharmam Charada. Sahadharmam Charada means that that Vindhyavali also you have to consult before you give. You are not consulted. Vindhyavali. Vindhyavali is Mahabali's wife, isn't it? So, at that point, Vindhyavali arrives there with a large pot of water. She arrives on the scene. And when Vindhyavali arrived like that, Mahabali noticed that Vindhyavali, without saying one word, Vindhyavali was in agreement for that. Mahabali was a great personality. Equally, Vindhyavali was a great soul. That she was able to agree with this without any... Normally, our wives will say, why give all this? If you give everything, what will be left for us? But here, you have an example, Mahabali and Vindhyavali. Vindhyavali was in total agreement with what Mahabali was going to do. To that extent, Vindhyavali was a great personality. So, he says here that this Vindhyavali
without causing any problems, she says there, you can see there in the 20th chapter, Vindhyavalistada, 17th verse, Vindhyavalistadagatya Patni Jalagamalini Aninye Kalasham Haimam Avani Janyapam Apam Brudham Haimavani Janyapam Brudham Haimavani Janyapam Brudham. Bali Maharaj's wife, known as Vindhyavali, who was decorated with a necklace of pearls, immediately came and had a large golden water pot brought there, full of water, with which to worship the Lord by washing his feet. Washing his feet. When any sacrifice happens, when a great personality comes there, washing the feet of that great personality is the duty of the wife of the Yajamanan. Here Yajamanan is Mahabali. So washing the feet is Vindhyavali's duty. So Vindhyavali was ready for that. Already she has come with water to wash the feet. Mahabali doesn't wash the feet. Vindhyavali has to wash the feet. That is the custom. That's the way it is set up. So that is why he's saying here that earlier when Mahabali, when Vamanamurthy came, they had a little, what do they call it? You know that it's a pot with a stem like this, with that, through which you pour the water. I don't know what you call that. Yeah, come and like thing, a little bit water. So they had that pot. With that they washed the feet. When Vamanamurthy arrived there. But now they are going to give the charity. So proper washing feet is necessary. Where Vindhyavali brought this water. So she brought there. And brought it. And as though to wash the feet. Now, previously, when they washed Vamanamurthy's feet, they didn't know that it was Mahavishnu. When Vamanamurthy came in as a brahmachari, only Mahabali knew that it was a brahmachari, young brahmachari. But now, knowing that it is Mahavishnu, they're going to wash the feet, isn't it? So, when she was pouring the water to Vamanamurthy's lotus feet, Mahabali was very immensely pleased with that. And once again, he got an opportunity to wash Vamanamurthy's feet, knowing now, this time, as this is Mahavishnu himself. So, and poured the water, saying, Om Tat Sat, Sarva Sal Brahmarpanam, all the mantras associated with that. So this mode of Mahabali pleased Vamanamurthy. So, in beginning, seeing Mahabali, you remember, you should never forget what Mahabali spoke in the beginning to Vamanamurthy. Says to him, that ego inside, thinking that when you come to Mahabali, you should know what you should ask. All these things, what he has spoken, isn't it? So, now, at that time, Vamanamurthy was small. Now, Vamanamurthy is changing his form. And now, he's saying here, that Vamanamurthy's attachment to the devotees, and immediately changed his form. Vamanamurthy changed his form. So, actually, you see Krishna's proper form when he wants to bless his devotee. He shows his real form and the size of that. That is when he is called Urukramam. Urukrama means, you will see this word sometime used in the Bhagavatam, Urukramam. Urukrama means in that form that he has grown big in the form. So he stood there and Vamanamurthy started becoming bigger and bigger and his feet started growing up and it broke open the shell of the universe and went outside. So, like a dandam, it was started going up, this feet. And generally when Lord Brahma and others, when they see the lotus feet of Vishnu, they wash the lotus feet, Vishnu's lotus feet. So, because Krishna's, when we say Krishna's body, the whole creation is Krishna's body, isn't it? 2 times 7, 14 planetary systems is Krishna's body. That means everything is in Krishna's body. Everything is in Krishna's body. Logabalas means those who maintain this creation. they are also in Krishna's body. So Mahabali, when Vamanamurti's feet started going up and Krishna started growing this way, Vamanamurti started growing in that way, Mahabali could see in that form the whole creation existing there. Then only Mahabali realizes that the whole creation, Vishwam Vishnu. Vishwam is Vishnu, the world is Vishnu. So, so he says there that he sees that universal form, and here, seeing this, Mahabali, when the feet started going up to the all 14 planetary systems, Atyadishtadi Dashangulam, in the, you will see this word mentioned in the Purusha Suktam prayers. Atyadishtadi Dashangulam. That means that the feet grow so big, it gone beyond the universe 10 inches more than that. 10 inches more than that. So, at least at that time, that Mahamanamurti, in order to improve, elevate Mahabali's position, the other activities begin at that point. So, let us read the next two chapters. That is the, actually, this whole discussions between Vamanamurti and Mahabali requires a very detailed discussion, verse by verse, because like Prahlada Stuti, verse by verse we have to go through that. Only then you will understand that how that conversation between Mahabali and Vamanamurti, how Vamanamurti, we consider Mahabali as a symptom of Atmanivedanam, isn't it? Out of the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Atmanivedanam is the last one. It is the last one. And it is the most difficult one to understand as well. And that's something what you can't do on your own. Atmanivedanam, therefore it is called Angi, and all others are Angam. The last one is called Angi. That means this Angam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam. These eight ones we can do. Atmanivedanam, the ninth one, requires Krishna's help. Without that it cannot happen. So therefore, when we discuss it later, in detail you will see that the Atmanivedanam process, what is spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is spoken in such a way in this chapter, that is the next 21 and 22 chapters, the two chapters which is coming now, in their Vamanamurti and Mahabali's conversation. If you study very well, you will understand the problem with Atmanivedanam, difficulty in Atmanivedanam. Atmanivedanam is not so simple as we say. We just study our nine processes, nine personalities like that. That's not the idea behind it. Idea is this, that Atmanivedanam is a very intricate process. Atmanivedanam doesn't happen easily. Although it is the highest level of surrender. Highest level of surrender is Atmanivedanam. So let us read through that two chapters and then we will continue from there. Chapter 21. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Satyam samikshabja bhavo nakhendubhir hataswadhama dhudiravrudo bhyagat mariji mishra krishayo brahadvrata sanandanadhyā naradeva yogina vedobaveda niyamayamana anvidas Tarkekshida Sangha Purana Samhita Ye Chapare Yoga Samira Deepida Jnana Agnina Rendhida Karmagal Masham Vavandire Yet Smarana Anubhavata Swayambhuvam Dhamagada Akarmagam Adhangraye Adhangraye Pronamittaya Vishnor Upaharat Padma Bhavo Padma Bhavor Hanodagam
സമർച്ച ഭക്തിയാഭ്രണാശ്രുചിശ്രവ എന്നാഭിപങ്കേരുഹ സംഭവ സ്വയം നാഭിപങ്കേരുഹ സംഭവ സ്വയം. യു സി ദർ ദർ ഇസ് എ ജ്ഞാനാഗ്നിനാരന്ധിത കർമ്മകൽമഷ. വാട്ട് വി ഡിസ്കസ്ഡ് യെസ്റ്റർഡേ, ജ്ഞാനാഗ്നിനാരന്ധിത കർമ്മകൽമഷ, വിച്ച് മീൻസ് ദോസ് ഫോർ ഹും all pollution of fruitive activities has been stopped. That's how it's translated. But actually, jnanagnina randhita karma kalmasha. Jnanagnina means by the fire of knowledge. What Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, remember? Jnanagni savakarmanam basmasad kurade Arjuna. So, these rishis, what we are discussing earlier, the great rishis, they have this fire of knowledge inside. Therefore, when something happens in their life which we think from our position as bad, like you can see, Satyavadi, Mahabharatam, so I'm coming back to Mahabharatam, Satyavadi told Vedavyas to beget children from brothers' wives, is it not? And that is, from today's society point of view, it's not acceptable. It's considered to be a bad thing. But Satyavadi asked Vedavyas to do that, and Vedavyas had children from them. So, when in Mahabharata, when you read those things, you start thinking about Vedavyas in a different way. You start thinking, why Vedavyas has done such a thing, which was not proper to do from our point of view. But that is where you have to look at it this way. That whatever they do in this world, you can't question them. Because if they have done something, there must be a reason behind it. There must be a reason behind it. Satyavadi, normal situation, she is a highly elevated soul. She is one of, from the Pitralokam she had come. That means she is from the higher planets even. Pitralokam, she has come from there. Due to some curse, she had to come to this world and the human body. And she was very beautiful. And Parashara Maharshi, Vedavyas' father, fell in love with her. And you may start thinking about Parashara Maharshi also bad way, like Vedavyas. And start thinking, how come Parashara Maharshi can go and love somebody and then have children from her? Why can't I have the same thing? That question will come, isn't it? We will start looking at them in this way and start logicizing things. That shouldn't happen. That is why it is spoken in the Mahabharatam, these things. Mahabharatam is full of stories like this. Parashara Maharshi gave us Vishnu Puranam. In Ramanuja Sampradayam, Parashara Maharshi is one of their acharyas in that tradition. So, you can always notice this difficulty that when we look at great personalities, what Parashara did, what Vedavyas did, and if you question their act, you are not allowed to question. You are not allowed to question their activities because they have this, what do they call it, this here, jnana agnina arendhita karma kalmasha. Karmam does not affect them. They are not affected by karmam. We are affected by karmam. They are not affected by karmam. Why? Because of this jnana agni, burning inside. The fire of the knowledge, everything gets burned, Krishna says. Isn't it? Jnanagni sarvakarmanam bhasmasad kurade Arjuna. So, in the fire of knowledge, all their activities get burned. It doesn't cause any problem for them. Whereas for us, everything is karmam. If we engage in wrong karmam, the result will come back to us. So, that is that difference. So, here, about Shukracharya also, it is the same thing, that he has not affected by any of the karmam or things, whatever he has done. That Sukadeva Goswami is saying here that in the earlier words, Satyam Samikshaya Bhavo Nakhendibir Khataswathama Didir Artu Bhyabhyadad. That who was Lord Brahma, who was born of a lotus flower, saw that the effulgence of his residence Brahmalokam had been reduced by the glaring effulgence from the toenails of Lord Vamanadev. He approached the Supreme Lord. Brahma was accompanied by all the great sages headed by Marichi and four Kumaras, Sanandana, but in the presence of the glaring effulgence, Lord Brahma and his associates seemed insignificant. When Brahmanamurti lifted his feet, Lord Brahma is receiving that feet and welcoming Vamanamurti's feet.
So, when we read Bhagavatam, we have to remember these things also, that these Brahma is born in a lotus flower. I don't know whether I mentioned this before, that we start thinking, so therefore, one interesting thing is, lotus flower was created before Brahma. That is the importance of a lotus flower. In Krishna's worship in many temples, they use lotus flower. Lotus flower and tulsi, two flowers used for worshipping Krishna, Mahavishnu also. So Vishnu temples and Krishna temples, the worship is normally done with lotus and tulsi flowers. Now, people can ask this question, generally lotus flower where do you find in the water? And that too muddy water. So if the lotus flower has come from the navel of Mahavishnu, is Mahavishnu's navel is all muddy there, where the lotus flower has come? This question will ask, people will ask that question. You have to ask question, isn't it? Well, some question you have to ask also. So the point is this, that the this lotus flower is a symbol of creation. That's how the tattvam behind that is. But to make it easier for people to understand and relate with the creation, it is assumed in the form of a lotus flower. That is what this lotus flower. It's not that otherwise a lotus flower we are imagining in a. It is a concept in the Shastram that for explaining tattvam you use different symbols. In that way, lotus flower is considered to be creation. So creation, in the middle of that, Brahma is sitting there. So whatever it may be, Vedoba Veda Neyama Yamananvidas Tarke. Tarketihasanga Purana Samhita Ye Chabare Yoga Samira Dibida Jnana Agni Narantita Karma Kalmasha Vavandireyat Smaranu Bhavada Soyambhuvam Dhamagada Akarmakam Adhangraye Pronamitaya Vishnor Upaharat Padma Bhavo Bhavorhanodagam Samarcha Bhaktya Bhagam Chashishrava Yannabi Pangeruha Sambhava Swayam. Then, Dadukka Mandalu Jalam Tadurukramasya Padava Nejana Pavitradaya Narendra Swardhunya Bhun Nabasicha Padati Nimashti Logatrayam Bhagavado Bhushadeva Kirti Brahmadayo Loganatha Sunathaya Samadrata Sanuga Belima Jakhru Sankshiptalma Vibhutayem Toyais Marahanais Shrakbir Divya Grandhanule Panei Dubair Dibair Surabhibir Lajakshada Palangurei Savaneir Jayashabdaisha Tadbirya Mahimankitei Nurtevaditragitaisha Shangadhundubi Niswanei Jambavan Raksharajastu Bheri Shabdheir Mano Java Vijayam Dikshu Sarvasu Mahotsavam Akhoshayat. That Mahim Sarvatrahudam Drishtva Tripadavya Vyajavyatnaya Ujusva Bharturasura Dikshidasyatma Marshida Dikshidasyatma Marshita Navayam Brahma Bandhur Vishnur Maya Vinam Vara Dijaruba Pradikchanno Devakaryam Chikirshati Anena Yajamanena Shatruna Vaduru Vadirubina Sarvasvam Nohridam Bhartu Nyasta Dandasya Barhishi Satya Vratasya Sadadam Dikshidasya Visheshada Nanrudam Bhashidam Shakyam Brahmanyasya Dayavatam Tasma Dasya Vatho Dharmo Bhartu Sushushanam Chana Idi Ayudhani Jagrahur Baler Anujarasura Te Sarave Vamanam Handum Shula Patishubanaya Anichando Balerajan Pradravan Jadamanyava Tan Abhidravado Drishtva Didija Kalpanan Rupa Prakasyanu Anujara Vishnu Pratyashedhin Udayutham Nanda Swanando Tajayo Vijaya Prabhalo Balam Kumudakshascha Vishwaksena Patatrita Trirad
Jayanda Shudadevascha Pushpadando Dasatvata Sarve Nagayuda Pranas Chamumte Jagnurasvirim Hanyamanam Sokan Drishtvan Drishtva Purushani Jarer Bali Varyam Asasam Asam Rabdhan Kavyashapam Anusmaran. He Viprajite He Raho He Nene Shruyatam Facha Ma Yudhyadanivardhatvam Nana Kaloyam Arthakril Ya Prabhu Sarvabhudanam Shukha Dukhobabhattaye Tam Naivurti Tam Nativavritum Vartidum Daitya Pavirusher Ishara Puman Yono Bhagavaya Yono Bhavaya Pragasid Abhavaya Divaukasam Sa Eva Bhagavan Adya Vartadetad Vibaryayam Balena Shachiver Buddhya Durgir Mandraushadadhibhi Shamadhibir Ubaya Ischa Kalam Natyedivai Janaha Bhavadbir Narjida Hede Behusho Anujara Hare Daivinardhisha Evadya Yudhi Jitwa Nandadina Edan Mayam Vijeshyamo Yadi Devam Prasidadi Tasmal Kalam Pradikshadvam Yono Atatwaya Kalpadem Shri Shuka Uaja Patur Nigadidam Shutva Daityadanama Yuthapa Rasam Nurvibishao Rajan Vishnu Parshada Tradida Vishnu Parshada Tadidam Artha Takshasuto Jatva Virat Prabhu Chikir Shidam Bhavanda Varunai Pasher Belim Sutye Hanikrato Haha Karo Mahanasil Rodasyo Sarvato Disham Nigrihyamane Surapato Vishnuna Prabhavishnuna Tam Baddham Varunai Pasher Bhagavan Ahavamana Nashtashriyam Stirapratyam Udara Yashasam Nrupa Patni Padani Trini Datani Bhumer Mahim Twayasura Dwabhyam Kandamahi Sarva Tritiyam Upakalpaya Yavat Tabadi Aso Gobir Yavat Indu Sahodubi Yavat Varshadi Parjanyas Tavadi Bhur Iyam Tava Padeigenamaya Krando Bhur Logakham Dishatano Sorloga se didiena, Pashadaste, Soyamatmanam. Pradishudam adhaduste, Nereye vasamishyade, Vishatvam nireyam tasmal, Guruna chanumoditam. Vrdha manoradastasya, Dura surgapadatyatha, Pradishudasyadhanina, Yortinam vipralampade. Vipralabdho dadamidi, Toyaham chadhyamaninam. Tadbya liga viliga phalam bhungchwa nirayam kadijit samaha Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsa Samhitayam Ashtamaskande Ego 21st chapter this isn't it? Yeah. Bali Maharaj arrested by the Lord and I will Bahamasa. Next chapter, we'll read that and then continue. Shri Shukavajam Evam Vipragrado Rajan Balir Bhagavada Sura Vidyamano Pyabhinatma Pratyabhi Pratyahaviklavam Vacha Shri Baliruvacha Yadi Uttama Shloka Bhavan Mamedidam Vajo Vilikam Suravaryamanyade Karu Mirdam Tanna Bhavet Pralambhanam Padam Tradiyam Kuru Shirishnime Nijam Bibhyaminaham Nirayat Padavajo Padachudo Navasha Bandad Vesana Duratayat Naivarta Kratchad Bhavado Vinigrahat Asadhuvadad Visham Udvije Yathaha Pumsam Shlaghyadam Ammanye Dandam Akhattam Arpidam Yamnamata Pida Brada Suhudas Chadishantihi. Then Tvam Nunam Asuranamna Paroksha Paramo Guru Yono Anega Mathandhanam Vibramsham Chakshuradishal Yasmin Vairanu Bandhena Vyudhena vibhudetara bahavole pire siddhim yam yu haikanda yogina tenaham negruhidosmi bhavada bhujikarmana vaddascha varunai pasher natvide nacavya nacavyathe pidamahome bhavadiya samadam prakhradam avishkara saduvada bhavad vibhakshena vijitra vaishasam samprapidastvam paramasvavitraham kimatmanena jahadiyondadam kim shikshya kim riktahare sujana kyadasyubhi kim jayaya samsadi hedu bhutaya martyasya gehai kim ihyaso ihayusho vyaya itam sanishchitya pitamaho mahan akhada bodho bhavada padavatmam dhruvam prabede agudodbhayam chanal pidasvapaksha kshapanasya sattama athaham apyatmaripo stavantikam devena nida prasabham tyajidashri idam kradandiga kradantandiga varti jividam yadhruvam stabdamadir nabhadhyade shri shukavacha tasyetham vashamanasya prakhado bhagaval priya ajagama kuru shreshta rakha padir ivothitaham tam indrasena so pitamaham shriya virajamanam nalinaya tekshanam pramshum pishangambaram ajnanatvisham pralamba bahum subagarshabham aikshadam shubhagarbham aikshadam tasmai balir varuna varuna pashayandrita samarhanam nobajahara purvavad na namam urdhna suvilola lochana savridarujna mukho bhavuvaha sadatrahasina mudiksha salpadim harim sumandadi anugairvashridam ubetya bhumau shirasa mahamana na namam urdhna pulakashu viklavaha shri prahlada vacham toyaiva dadum dattam padama indram urjidam kṛdam vadevādya tathaiva shobhanam manye mahānasya kṛdo hyanugraho vibhramshido yak shreyamātma mohanād yayāhi vidvāna vimuhyade yatas tatko vichashte gadim ātmano yathā tasmai namaste jagadīśvarāya vai narāyanāya akhila lokasākṣine shri śuka uvāca tasyānu śrṇodo rājan prakhradasya kṛdāñjale hiraṇyagarbho bhagavān uvāca madhusūdanam baddham vikṣya patim sādvī tatpatni bhayavihvala prāñjali pranadopendram babhāṣevān mukhī nṛpāṁ shri vindhyāvali uvāca krīḍārtham ātmanamidam trijagat kṛdam te swamyam tu tatra kṛtiyo paramīśa kujyam kartu prabho stava kimasyada avahandi tektu ahriya stodavaropita kartruvadam shri brahma vacham buddha bhavana budesha deva deva jagannmaya munchainam hrida sarva sarvasvam nayam arhati nigraham krishnatene dattabhur krishnatene dattabhur loka karmarjidaschaye nivedidam ja sarvasyam sarvasvam atma viklavaya adhiyam yatpadayorasa asadadhi salilam pradaya durvangulairabhividhaya satim sabaryam apyuttamam gadimasau bhajade trilogim dasvana viklavamana kadamarthimirachel shri bhagavanu vacha brahmanyam anugrihnami tad vishno vithinomyaham yanmada purushastabdho logammam chavamanyate yada kadajil jivalpa samsaran nijakarmabhi nana yonishanishoyam pavirusham gadimam vrajed janma karma vayorupam vidya aishwarya dhanadhibi yadyasyana bhavel stamba tatrayam mad anugraha mana stamba nimittanam janmadinam samandada sarvashraya pradivanam handamuhyena namatpara
അന്തമുഹ്യേന മത്പരാം ഏഷദാനവദൈത്യാനാം അഗ്രണീ കീർത്തിവർദ്ധന അജസീദജയം മായം സിദ്ധന്നഭിനമുഹ്യതി.
ക്ഷീണരിക്തൈശ്ചിദാസ്ഥാനാത് ക്ഷിപ്തോ ബദ്ധാശ്ച സൗശത്രുഭിഃ ജ്ഞാതിഭിശ്ച പരിത്യക്തോ യഥാനാം അനുയാപിതാം ഗുരുണാ ഭർഷിത സപ്തോ ജഹൌ സത്യം ന സർവദാ ചലേർ ഉക്തോ മയാ ധർമ്മോ നായം ത്യജതി സത്യവാക്.
നായം ത്യജതി സത്യവാക്.
ഏഷ മേ പ്രാപിതസ്ഥാനം ദുഷ്പാപം അമരേർ അപി സാവനേർ അന്തരസ്യായം ഭവിതേന്ദ്രോ മദാശ്രയ താവത് സുതലമധ്യസ്ഥം വിശ്വകർമ്മ വിനിർമ്മിതം യദാധയോ വ്യധായശ്ച ക്ലമസ്തന്ദ്ര പരാഭവ നോപസർഗാ നിവസതം സംഭവന്തി മമേക്ഷയ. ഇന്ദ്രസേന മഹാരാജ യാഹി ഭോ ഭദ്രമസ്തുതേ സുതലം സ്വർഗിഭി പ്രാർത്ഥ്യം ജ്ഞാതിഭി പരിവാരിതാം നത്വം അഭിഭവിഷ്യന്തി ലോകേശാ കിമുതാപരേ ത്വക്ചാസന്തികാം ദൈത്യാം ചക്രം മേ സുധയിഷ്യതി. രക്ഷിഷ്യേ സർവദോഹം ത്വം സാനുകം സപരിച്ഛദം സദാ സന്നിഹിതം വീര തത്ര മാം ദ്രക്ഷതേ ഭവാൻ. തത്ര ദാനവ ദൈത്യാനാം സംഗാതേ ഭാവസാസുര അനുഭാവം വൈ സദ്യ കുന്തോ വിനങ്ക്ഷ്യതി. സോ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദി എൻഡ് ഓഫ് ദി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത പ്രപോസ്ഡ് എയ്ത് കാൻഡോ 22nd ചാപ്റ്റർ ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം എൻടൈറ്റിൽഡ് ബലി മഹാരാജ് സറണ്ടേഴ്സ് ഹിസ് ലൈഫ്. വാമനമൂർത്തി ആസ്ക്ഡ് മഹാബലി ഫോർ 3 feet ഓഫ് ലാൻഡ്. നൗ വാമനമൂർത്തി ആസ്ക്ഡ് ടു മെഷർ ദ 3 feet. ആസ്ക്ഡ് മഹാബലി, വേർ ഷുൾ ഐ സ്റ്റാർട്ട് മെഷറിംഗ് ദിസ്? ഇൻ ദ ലാൻഡ്, ആൻഡ് യു ക്യാൻ ടേക്ക് ഇറ്റ് എനിവെയർ ഇൻ ദ 3 planets. ഓൾ ആർ മൈൻ, യു ക്യാൻ ടേക്ക് ഇറ്റ് ഫ്രം വെർ എവർ യു വോണ്ട്, ഹി സെഡ്. ദെൻ മഹാബലി സെഡ് ദാറ്റ്, Vamanamurti said, then there is no delay now to start measuring, he said. And it's not proper to start measuring from inside the Yagashala. Yagashala is built inside, the Yagam is going on. So we won't start measuring. They will go out and start measuring from there, says Vamanamurti to Mahabali. So all of them, Vamanamurti, Mahabali, Shukracharya, all other people, they all together comes out of the Yagashala, comes out from there. And it says there in the, you can see, the 20th chapter, what is said there. Tad vamanam rupam avardada adbhudam harer anandasi gunatray atmagam. 21st verse. ഭൂഖം ദിശോ ദ്യോ വിവര പയോധയ തിര്യാനൃദേവ വിഷയോ യദാസതാം. അൺലിമിറ്റഡ് സുപ്രീം പേഴ്സണാലിറ്റി ഗോഡ്ഹെഡ് ഹു ഹാഡ് അസ്യൂംഡ് ദ ഫോം ഓഫ് വാമന ദൻ ബിഗാൻ ഇൻക്രീസിംഗ് ഇസ് സൈസ്, ആക്ടിംഗ് ഇൻ ടേംസ് ഓഫ് മെറ്റീരിയൽ എനർജി അണ്ടിൽ എവറിഥിംഗ് ഇൻ ദ യൂണിവേഴ്സ് വാസ് വിത്തിൻ ഹിസ് ബോഡി, ഇൻക്ലൂഡിംഗ് ദി എർത്ത്, പ്ലാനറ്ററി സിസ്റ്റംസ്, ദ സ്കൈ, ദ ഡയറക്ഷൻസ്, ദ വേരിയസ് ഹോൾസ് ഇൻ ദ യൂണിവേഴ്സ്, ദ സീസ്, ദ ഓഷ്യൻസ്, ദ ബേർഡ്സ്, ദ ബീസ്, human beings, the demigods, and the great saintly persons. Vamanamurti is, Shukracharya is, sorry, Avarana, Mahabali is seeing everything in, Mahabali is seeing everything in Vamanamurti's body. Everything in Vamanamurti's body, the way he has measured. So, so he says that Vamanamurti start becoming bigger, and 1 foot is on the ground, with the other feet, he started measuring, it started growing bigger in all directions, and second feet to the top when he went there, he has to finish the 3 feet. And it is that 3 feet what in the Purusha Suktam prayers you see there, Atyadishta Dishangulam. If you read Purusha Suktam prayers, you will see in the second line, Atyadishta Dishangulam. So, Brahmanda Kadaham, this whole universe it is this earthly planet is inside this universe. So we are situated in this earthly planet, isn't it? And earthly planet is covered by seven covers of this shell. Seven covers are there around this. And these seven coverings of the or the covering of this universe, it broke through that. The feet, Vamanamurti's feet, broke through that and went outside. And it is at that time when the feet broke through that, the causal ocean water, Karana Jalam, it started flowing through that hole into this water, and that is Ganga River. So that is where this story is, that Ganga River came to this earth when Vamanamurti's feet went and broke through the seven layers which are covering this universe through that. So Vamanamurti says to Mahabali, I've got the 2 feet what I have measured, but you have told me 3 feet. There's 1 foot still, you have to give it to me. So where is that 3rd foot? Where do I measure? He says to, seriously, Vamanamurti is saying now, very seriously to Mahabali, where is the 3rd foot? Where do I put my 3 feet? Mahabali is looking at Vamanamurti. A little boy he is, 2 feet high, little one, standing there and saying, you are just a child, but for your own sake, you can say anything. What is it? So you see what Vamanamurti's words say. If you look, you will see that. In that 19th chapter, he has already said that. If you look in the 19th chapter, there's a verse where he is saying this to... In the 18th verse, yes, 8:19:18, that he says, Yajamana Swayam Tasya Srimad Padayugam Muda Avani Jayohvan Murdhani Tad Apo Vishwabhavani. Bali Maharaj, the worshipper of Lord Vamanadev, jubilantly washed the Lord's lotus feet and took the water on his head, for that water delivers the entire universe. Look at Mahabali's situation. Mahabali washed the feet of Vamanamurti, thinking that that is the real feet. But when this feet became bigger and started going to all the universes and outwardly going beyond than that, Mahabali says, which one is your actual feet? Is that the one which you have shown me before to wash, or the one what I am washing now, or what is growing like this? So Mahabali told him that if you are using the old feet which I have washed, then I can show you the place. But if you are showing these new feet which has grown so big to all the other universes, what can I show it to you? What place can I show it to you? Mahabali's point was that you have messed me around a lot. That's what he's saying here. That so you are saying to me that 3 feet is too small to ask. You have told me that in the beginning, but when you are making a Vamanamurti without saying this, he's saying to Mahavir without saying it that when you are saying something, you should think before you talk about it. You have given me some trouble now, saying that I wanted actually 3 feet land, and you said you will give it to me, and you told me that you shouldn't be asking for 3 feet from Mahabali. I have asked you 3 feet, you can't even give that to me. And this is the situation. Like this, Vamanamurti is having a fun with Mahabali about this. So, what you don't have, you promised me, and you put me and told me lies like this. So Vamanamurti is really giving hard time to Mahabali. Mahabali is ego inside, isn't it? He's smashing that ego. That's what Vamanamurti is doing, smashing then Mahabali's ego. Who sees all this? You thought that it's yours and you wanted to give it to me, isn't it? Well, whose is this? That is the attitude. So, I'm telling you, he says, if you don't give me that third feet, what you have promised, you have to go to the hellish planets for that. You're not going to be spared from that. After giving all this, Mahavali is saying this to, Bhavanamurti is saying, by now, all Mahavishnu servants have arrived, the Vishnu Parshadas, they have arrived there. And they say to Mahabali, you are in debt. You promised 3 feet, but you haven't given that to him. So therefore you are in debt. So, you know, bailiffs have come. They've come to take away everything. You don't have that, so put your hand at the back. Told him to tie like the back, you know, when they put the, what do they call it, the
handcuffs,
yes. Wanted to put the handcuffs. And Mahavali followed what he was told because he hasn't got a place to offer. And they brought the hand back, Mahavali brought the hand back, and Vairuna Pasham is a famous Pasham used for rope, used for tying them. And Garuda stood there, and when this happened, Mahabali's friends, Mahabali has got a lot of friends, Viprajiti, Namila, they're all listed there. They all got very upset. Our boss is in trouble. We have to save him now. They started thinking like that. So, so they thought, they realized that Mahavishnu has cheated Mahabali. Mahavishnu has cheated Mahabali. And therefore, it is our responsibility to protect Mahabali. Saying this, they decided to fight. They wanted to fight it out with Vamanamurti, isn't it? Mahabali says like this. Mahabali says, why do you fight? I have not asked you to fight. I have not asked you to fight. Instead, what I have told you is that you run away from here rather than fighting, because they are servants of Mahavishnu. If you try to stop them, you won't be able to stop them. They will beat you. They'll beat you. Run down to Padala Logam, because that is the original place. Padalam is the place for the Asuras. That's their prescribed land for them to stay, like for human species, earthly planet. Padala Logam is for the Asuras. So he told them to go. Run there. So Mahabali told them and they all ran away. Meanwhile, the Vishnu Duda started beating them up, Mahabali's friends, and they all start running from there. Now, who is left there now? Mahabali is there, Shukracharya is there, Vindhyavali is there, they're all. And then, and Mahavanamurti is asking, where do I put my feet now? For the third feet, what you have promised. So Mahabali is answering that question, smilingly. He is answering that. He says, it is true that I have committed 3 feet of land. But, and I would like to fulfill that commitment, Mahabali says. But not for the sake of my ego. By now ego has gone from inside. So Mahavanamurti says, does that what you are saying is that, without giving it to me, you want me to say, I've got it. Is that what you're asking me to do? Vamanamurti won't let him go easily. Vamana is continuously smashing Mahabali's ego and says to him, but Mahabali says, I'll give you the third feet, but you have to show me some mercy, some grace. You have to show it to me. When we made this contract, the feet were small. Wasn't it? And I have promised, based on that feet, I have measured, I agreed to give you 3 feet. Not based on this feet, what I am seeing now. Isn't it? So, but when it started time to measure, you have changed the measuring rod itself. You know, that original agreement was that you will measure with this feet. And it is on that basis that I have agreed. When it came to time of measuring, the measuring instrument has changed. It has grown so big. But I don't have complaint about that, Mahabali says. Because he says, you look at that verse, in the 16th verse, why Mahabali says that? In the 19th chapter, if you look into the 16th verse,
mm-hmm.
tasmad tvatvo mahimishad vruneham varadarshabhad padani trini daityendra samvidani padamama. O King of Daityas, from your majesty, who come from such a noble family and who are able to give charity munificently, I ask only three pieces of land to the measurement of my steps. To the measurement of my steps. Yes, mentioned that. So, there, to the measurement of my steps. Didn't say to the measurement of my feet. It's a technical problem there. Measurement of my steps. Steps is the distance between the 2 feet. I didn't say based on the size of the feet. He was only mentioned about the measurement of the step. It is on that basis that, so there is no question of big or small, he says. If it is small or big, depending on the step what you do, accordingly you have to give me 3 feet. That is the agreement. So it's then that Mahabali realized that it was a mistake. Mahabali was saying that I thought that you'll be measuring with the small feet. He said, I will not measure by the feet, I'll measure by the steps. 3 steps I've asked, and the steps are like this now, it's too long, so you have to accept that. So there is no question of small or big. Vajrangusha dvaja sarvaruha lanchanadhyam. You remember in the Kabirobadesham, in the 3rd canto of Bhagavadam, Sanjindaye Bhagavadas Charanaravindam Vajrangusham dvaja sarvaruha lanchanadhyam. When we meditate on Krishna's lotus feet, what made that lotus feet so popular? It is because of this measuring what he has done, Vamanamurti has done. So Kapila Vasudev, in the 3rd canto, while talking about meditation, he will say there, you can see in the 20th chapter, yeah. If you look in the 28th chapter, 3:28-21, Sanjindayel, how to meditate on Krishna's different parts of the body. When you meditate on Krishna's lotus feet, this pastime with Mahabali should be remembered. That's how it is. Sanjindayel Bhagavadascharanaravindam Vajrangusham Dvajasaryoruhalanchana Adhyam Uttungarakta Vilasal Nakachakravalam Jolsnabirahadamahadayandhakaram. Every verse in that meditation chapter, that chapter, which is the 27th chapter, Kapila Vasudevi is saying to Devahuti Devi how to meditate on Krishna's form. So while meditating, part by part, every part in Krishna's body has a pastime associated with that. So when we remember this particular verse, you have to remember this pastime with Vamanamurti. Sanjindayel Bhagavadascharanaravindam Vajrangusham Dvajam Sarvaruham Lanchanadhyam Uttungarakta Vilasal Nakachakravalam Jolsnabirahadamahan Hridayandhakaram. Krishna's lotus feet's beauty is, once that feet comes in our meditation, it removes the darkness from within our heart. And inside us is full of darkness, isn't it? But when Krishna manifests and that lotus feet manifests in our heart, our tamogunam and rajogunam inside completely goes away, disappears from there. And that is why it is spoken for meditation, that verse is spoken. And this is how it is meditated upon. So it is meditated upon. So, so Mahabali says to Vamanamurti that if you measure with that little feet what you have used before, then it suits my head. But not for the large feet, what you have measured the other one. Padam tridiyam kuru shurshnime nijam. See that word used in the 22nd chapter, 2nd verse. Padam tridiyam kuru shurshnime nijam, he says. Shri Baliruvacha 8:22-2. Yadyuttama shloka bhavamameritam Vajo veligan suravaryamanyate കരോമൃതം തന്ന ഭവേ പ്രളാം പ്രലംഭനം പദം തൃതീയം പദം തൃതീയം കുരു ശീർഷ്ണിമേ നിജം പദം തൃതീയം കുരു ശീർഷ്ണിമേ നിജം പദം തൃതീയം കുരു ശീർഷ്ണിമേ നിജം സോ മഹാബലി ഈസ് ബൗണ്ട് ഹാൻഡ്സ് ആർ ബൗണ്ട് at the back by the Varunabhasham. Garuda has bought that and bound him, and he is standing there with his bowing down in front of Avramurti, with his head down. So Mahabali expects that in the form of Ashwamedh, he has to put his feet, Avramurti has to put his feet. And actually Avramurti didn't do anything, but for our meditation purposes, for to remember that feet, Mahamanamurti's feet, devotees generally take it that Mahamanamurti has put his feet on Mahabali's head. So, leaving one feet on the ground, the other little feet, Mahamanamurti put on Mahabali's head. So, while Padam Tridiyam Kuru Shirshnime Nijam, says in the Bhagavadam, isn't it? That means while measuring, you should not make any mistake. That's why he's saying again there that this is the last one, the third feet, what I have agreed. So saying that, he put the feet on. Padam tritiyam kuru shirshnime nijam. This is the last and the third one. I'm not asking any more from than this. Is that understanding? What has happened now? Vamanamurti's feet has come on Mahabali's head. And why this has happened, you have to remember the person who was most happy in this situation was Shukracharya. Why? A spiritual master's duty is to get the disciple close to Krishna, is it not? And he has succeeded in that. That Krishna himself is putting his feet on Mahabali's head. You cannot get a higher recognition than that. It is even higher than when Narasimham gave the blessings to Prahlada with his hand. That is why Alpanivedanam is considered higher than Dasyam. Narasimhamurti, Prahlada got only this benediction, that Narasimhamurti put the feet on Prahlada's head and blessed him. But this is a higher recognition, which one Mahabali got. What's that? Krishna has put the lotus feet on Mahabali's head, which means that all the false ego is totally wiped out from inside. And the recognition of this, Vamanamurti's recognition of Mahabali, more than anyone else, it pleased Shukracharya. It pleased Shukracharya. Because the purpose of all these sacrifices and the purpose of a spiritual master for a disciple is to eventually get the disciple to Krishna. At that, the purpose is served, isn't it? His role is over then. Shukracharya's role is finished. So Shukracharya felt immensely happy that he has become successful in bringing Mahabali to Vamanamurti, to Krishna. So Mahabali in return, Mahabali had a tremendous faith in Shukracharya. You will see that in those chapters. So these three things, that Mahabali's faith in spiritual master, and without this, Vamanamurti will not have come to this condition. So, that is why he says that in order to show to us how important it is that faith in the Shukracharya and Shukracharya's relationship with Mahabali, how close it was. Even though they disagreed, in all circumstances, Mahabali always held Shukracharya in a very high position. And that you have to read in other Mahabharatam and all, you will find there Shukracharya's relationship with Mahabali, which we'll talk later sometime when we finish Bhagavatam. So, after that, there was a big scene there. It is at that time, Prahlada arrives on the scene. And Prahlada knew, that Prahlada wasn't there before. Prahlada knew Vamanamurti is going to bless Mahabali. When he heard that, Prahlada also wanted to be there. So he arrives on the scene, and then there is a glorification of Prahlada
of Vamanamurti. Prahlada glorifying Vamanamurti. That's famous in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That we can talk later. So, Prahlada says to Vamanamurti that you have shown such unusual compassion towards us. We belong to that race on the Patala. Demons. We are stamped as demons, isn't it? Mahabali, Prahlada and all belong to that family. They know their reputation very well. So absorbed in sense gratification, as we said yesterday, the symptoms of an asura, what is that? Always disturbed, always in action, and then always in anxiety about the... These three things, if you notice in somebody, you can more or less take it that a big asura amsham is there in that person. These three things. Never peaceful inside, always disturbed, and always in anxiety about the future, and always busy with doing something. This is asura tendency. Krishna mentions this in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Bhagavatam. Kavimashi also says, isn't it? Manye kodachil bhayam achyudasya padambhujo vasana mantra nityam udhigna buddhe. Udhigna buddhe means this. Always anxiety about something or the other in this life. About the world, in other words. Asadalpma bhavam. Udhigna buddhi comes from asadalpma bhavam. So, Prahlada is saying, we belong to that group. Me and Mahavali also. But what is that made you feel so compassion to me and to him? To Prahlada and to Mahabali. What is that made you? We are convinced that you are not partial to anybody. For you, demon and devotee doesn't exist. Demon devotee isn't all in Vyavaharam. They only in Vyavaharam demon devotee. In Krishna is concerned, he is present in Hiranyakashipu as much as he is present in Prahlada. He is present in Mahabali as much as he is present in Hiranyaksha. He is present in Ravana as much as he is present in Vibhishana. Isn't it? Similarly, he is present in Shishubala and Dandavaktra as much as he is present in Yudhishthira and Arjuna. So from Krishna's point, if you look at it, he does not find any difference. One soul is like this, one soul is like this. This is all in the Svabhavam of a person. But in Swarupam, Shishubala and Yudhishthira are one and the same. Similarly, Dandavatra and Arjuna is one and the same. There is no difference at all. Only in their Svabhavam, Krishna does not look into the Svabhavam. Krishna looks into the Swarupam. We look into the Svabhavam. That is where the problem comes. Isn't it? We look into the Svabhavam of a person. Krishna looks into the Swarupam of a person. And that is why Krishna had no difficulty in showing his compassion to Mahabali or to Prahlada. Although both of them were demons, they were not from highly elevated Brahminical background. Isn't it? So that is what he is saying here also. That that he says here that Toyaiva Dattam, that Prahlada comes in when he heard that and glorified Vamanamurti there. That he says to Vamanamurti, that your compassion for us is increasing day by day. As time is going up, time is going on, your compassion for our family is also increasing. And you have put your hand for a short period of time on my head in Narasimhavatara, when Narasimhamurti appeared. But by the time my grandson has come, you started putting the feet on their head. So Prahlada is saying, it's an improvement in the giving the mercy. It's an advanced way of giving mercy, he says here. And this is what I would like to see. He says that in that 22nd chapter, if you look, 22nd 16 verse. Shri Prahlada Uvacha, Toyaiva Dattam Padamaindram Urjidam, Kritam Dadeva Aditadaiva Shobhanam, Manye Mahanasi Krito Hyanugraho, Vibramshido Yakshayam Atmamohanal. Prahlada Maharaj said, my lord, it's your lordship who gave this Bali, the very great opulence of the post of heavenly king.
and now today it is you who have taken it all away. I think you have acted with equal beauty in both ways, because his exalted position as King of Heaven was putting him in the darkness of ignorance. You have done him a very merciful favor by taking away all his opulence. So Prahlada says to Vamanamurti, actually Mahabali doesn't own anything. You gave it to him, now you took it back. What's wrong in that? It's yours anyway. For some time you gave it to him to keep it. Now you took it back from him. So what can you say about it? I have nothing to say, he said. That's perfectly alright. So both Prahlada and Vindhyavali appreciated what Vamanamurti has done. That because of these three planetary systems, Mahabali's ego has gone big. And at least it has come down now. He has come to his senses. That's what he's saying there. It's come to senses. So when you put this, because when Mahabali was installed as the king for all the three planetary systems, and you put the crown on his head, I was frightened, says Prahlada, because my grandson may not have that power to manage it, how to survive this, because that's how it is, isn't it? When opulence comes in life, to stay Krishna consciousness is very, very difficult. Impossible, practically, you can say. This head weight will build up. Ego will shoot up inside when there is a lot of wealth under control. So Prahlada says, I had this fear in my mind that when Mahabali becomes the controller of all the three planetary systems, he is going to get puffed up, in other words, and then become ego will start acting. So, but you have done a great favor to him by taking away everything from him. Because the crown you have put on his head, a lot bigger than that is that lotus feet, what you have put on his head now. Earlier, you have installed him as the king of all the three planetary systems and put the crown on his head. And that is how he went and the demigods all ran away from the heavenly planets. If you remember, Prahlada Mamandra Namaschakara, in the previous verse you will see there. So, when that time I thought that this is going to hurt him, cause problem for him later. This is how Prahlada thought at that moment. But Prahlada says now that although I had that fear, now that you had put your feet on his head, I don't have that fear anymore. That's enough for me, that you have put your lotus feet on Mahabali's head. I feel that you have given him shelter, and that is sufficient for me. See, Prahlada is seeing what is ultimately beneficial for a living being. Prahlada is not saying that although he had the three planetary systems, what's the use? That's the way Prahlada is thinking. Prahlada is saying that as long as Mahabali is surrendered to Krishna and Krishna is protecting Mahabali, there is nothing to be fearful about. Everything will come naturally. And that is why to show to Indra that a devotee who has surrendered to me, he will receive a much higher opulence than what Indra was asking for, what Aditi Devi was asking for. That is why when they sent him to Sutalam, the planetary system among the Padalam, Atalam, Vitalam, Sutalam, Rasadalam, Taladalam, Padalam, the planetary systems and the lower planetary systems, Sutalam planet, the opulence and living standard is a lot more higher than the higher planetary systems, Indra's planet. So when Aditi Devi asked for getting back the heavenly planets from Mahabali and give it back to Indra, Aditi Devi didn't say that Mahabali cannot have another heavenly planet. Krishna's point is, you can get back what you wanted, I'll give that back to you. But that does not stop me from giving to Mahabali much higher opulences than what I've given to Indra. So in reality, even though Krishna has taken away everything from Mahabali and given it back to Indra, what Krishna has offered to Mahabali was on a much higher level of opulence. Apart from that, more than what Indra doesn't have, Mahabali got. What is that? Krishna told Vamanamurti, says, you will see me standing outside your palace, guarding your palace all the time, and you can see me all the time.
Mahabali, Vamanamurti gave all this assurance to Mahabali. So that is what he is saying here also. That so seeing this lotus feet of Vamanamurti, Prahlada says, I am more than pleased with what he has got. By now, Lord Brahma arrives. In every incarnation, Brahma will come and glorify. That is a normal tradition. You will see every time Ramachandra comes, Krishna comes, Vishnu comes, any Parashurama comes, all incarnations, Brahma will have a role to play. Brahma comes, and it is normally, because he is the head of all the demigods, it is his turn to glorify Vamanamurti. And then, by then, Vindhyavali also arrived there. Brahma moved around, and so, why Brahma moved away? Because Vindhyavali has come. Vindhyavali has come, and Brahma followed the etiquette that when women come, men has to give the way, isn't it? So, when Vindhyavali came, Brahma moved away from there, and Vindhyavali first paid her obeisances. First, Vindhyavali paid her obeisances. And Vindhyavali said like this. Vindhyavali says, what we have done is a mistake. What you have done is a mistake. You have to forgive us for that. And this whole universe has been created for you to play. Saying to Vamanamurti, it's been created for you. It's your leela, isn't it? For that you have created this. But we took it on our shoulders and we said to you, created this ego in our head that this is all ours. This is all ours, for which you have to forgive us. This is what Vindhyavali told Vamanamurti. Saying this, Vindhyavali moved back and Brahma came in. And then Brahma pays obeisances to Vamanamurti. You will see that in the 23rd verse, in the 22nd chapter.
Yelpadayor asasadi salilam pradaya durvangurer abhividhaya satim sabaryam apyuttamam yadimasau bhajade trilogim dashwan aviklavamana katham arthimakchel.
By offering even water, newly grown grass or flower buds at your lotus feet, those who maintain no mental duplicity can achieve the most exalted position within the spiritual world. This Mali Maharaj, without duplicity, see there, without duplicity, has now offered everything in the three worlds. How then can he deserve to suffer from arrest?
So, that is the important thing mentioned there, that you have taken it has gone a little bit Brahma's opinion that what you have done is a little excess, what you have done to Mahabali. You have taken everything from Mahabali and you have put your feet on Mahabali's head. Have you forgotten your law? Brahma is reminding Vamanamurti that your law is what is that? Patram Mushpam Bhalam Doyam Yomai Bhaktiya Prayachari Tadaham Bhakti Baharam Asnami Prayadalpana. Bhagavad Gita. That is Krishna's law, isn't it? So, and if it that is your law, here Mahabali has offered everything to you. And what have you given to him? You put your feet on his head. This is what you have done. This is how Brahma puts it. Brahma is trying to shelter Mahabali. Like a broker is trying to get the best bargain for Mahabali. He is involving in that way. He is saying that Mahabali, your role is like this, that even if you offer a water, little water or a flower or a leaf with devotion, if you give it to Krishna, Krishna is saying tadaham bhakti upakratam asnami prayadalpana. Krishna is going to look after everything for that devotee. That's your role. This Mahabali has come and handed over everything to you. And what have you done? You have put your feet on his head and never cared for anything for him.
So, and you are sending him back to Padalam. And if you do like this, in future nobody will come to you to serve you. Brahma is saying, nobody will come in future to serve you if you start doing things like this. He said, people will misunderstand. And many people have misunderstood like this. So, whatever Brahma has spoken, you have to take that also a little bit seriously. Many, many people, they have evaluated this Vamanamurti's pastime. How what Vamanamurti has done, isn't it? So, takes away everything from you and send him to the lower planets. Send him to the lower planets. So sometimes these different incarnations, when you are evaluating them, you have to be a little bit careful about it, because about Vamanamurti particularly, this Vamana incarnations has caused a lot of confusion and criticism from many people. Vamana incarnations. And sometimes people who have read the books and studied the Shastram, they evaluate everybody. For example, you can see in the Ramayanam also, there are many people have still question about two things in Ramayanam, which you may have heard many times. One, Ramachandra killed Bali. Why? Was it justified? Secondly, Sita Devi was sent when she was pregnant to the forest. Many people are not able to forgive Ramachandra for these two things, isn't it? That's because you have to look at Ramayanam. When you study Ramayanam, you will notice these things. There's a lot of things which are not spoken explicitly. But if you evaluate it with the way it is understood by the devotees who understand Ramayanam properly, then this confusion will go from the mind. Because these are two important questions. Many people raise this question again and again, that why Bali was killed. Bali hasn't done anything wrong. And Sugriva was not all that great personality, in the sense that Ramachandra knew Sugriva's weaknesses. And they made a broker, an agreement between Ramachandra and Sugriva. Ramachandra said to Sugriva that, I'll kill Bali and get your wife back. Sugriva said, if you get my wife back, I will send my people and look for your wife and find him, find her, and we'll get her back. So this was a mutual agreement between Ramachandra and Sugriva. It is in the Ramayanam, it is like that. But there are other things to understand. When we discuss Ramayanam later as a story, we will come to that. Ramayana Tattvam is important, because then we can talk about it. So here, Brahma, whatever he has said, there is a reason behind it, why Brahma has spoken like that, people saw this, that Vamanamurti put the feet on Mahabali's head and took it back, and Vamanamurti smiled seeing Brahma's mood. He says to Brahma, I know how to bless my devotees. Vamanamurti says to him, you don't have to teach me that. It was indirectly a word like that. There is a little difference between you and me, Vamanamurti says. So, he says, who are your devotees? Krishna is asking, who are your devotees? Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Kumbhakarna. They are the people who are performing penances to get your mercy. Were they not? And what has happened? Every single one of them, they want to turn the whole universe upside down and destroy everything here. And these are the people whom you have blessed. Whereas whomever I have blessed, not one of them have gone wrong. So, shut up, he said to Brahma. You don't have to say anything further. You are teaching me how to give my benedictions to others. Isn't it? Look at the people whom you have given benediction. What did that Hiranyaksha do? What did Hiranyakashipu do? What about Ramana? What about Kumbhakarna? Every single one of them has performed their penances to please you, and you very freely handed over everything to them. And they created so much destruction in this world, and due to their ego. Their ego has gone up. But my devotees are not like that. When they come to me, I'll make sure that their ahankaram completely goes away from inside. And this Mahabali, my Mahabali had a little ego in him, and he was thinking that I am the lord of all the three planetary systems. And if, as long as he had that ego inside him,
And if I give him any blessings, it will only fall on the top of that ego. It will strengthen that ego further. Therefore, it will fall on his ego. Therefore, I decided first to remove that ego from inside before giving him any mercy. And it will never come back again to that way I have done it. So, therefore, and Mahabali has been purified completely. And therefore, Brahma, after saying this to Brahma, Vamanamurti turned to Mahabali, to talk to Mahabali, which will continue after a few minutes. Chedo darpanam arjanam bhavamaha davagninurvavanam shreyakaidava chandriyamidaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandambudivardhanam pradipada purnamrada swadhanam sarvatna savanam param vijayate shri krishna sangeertanam Nam namagari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrapidani nida smaranena kalam eda drishi dava kriva bhagavan mamavi durdeva me drishamiha janina nurangaham tranarabi shuni jena taro rabi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari Nathanam na janam na sundarim kavitamha jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani shwari bhavadad bhakti rahai dugitvai ayi nandadanyu jagingaram patitamham shami bhavambudo kribaya tava pada pankajasti daduli sadrisham chindaya nayanam jalada shudhagaya vadanam gaddadarudhaya giram pulagar nijinam kadavabu Tavarnama grahane bhavishyati Nimeshena chakshusha pravishayidam Shunyayidam jagal sarvam Govinda virahe name Ashrishava padradam finashtumam Adarshanam marmahadam karyotuvam Yadatadava vidadadulam pato Malpranadhastu naevana karyotuvam So, Vamanamurti, after speaking to Brahma, then he turned to Mahabali and says to Mahabali, I know that you have a desire to rule the heavenly planets. Vamanamurti says to Mahabali, I know that you have a desire to rule the heavenly planets. And I'm not against that. I'm happy with that. But, and you are qualified to rule the heavenly planets. You are qualified. Why did he say that? See this. When Mahabali took control of the heavenly planets, what was Mahabali's greatness? He was not attracted to any of the enjoyment in the heavenly planet. That's Mahabali's greatness. Even though born in the demonic race and he got control of the heavenly planets, Mahabali never thought about enjoying the heavenly happiness. Never got attracted to any of the opulences of the heavenly planets. Therefore, Krishna says to him, you are qualified to rule the heavenly planet. This is the proper qualifications for an administrator. Never getting attracted to the material happiness there. But there are certain rules with me, Krishna says. Vamanamurti says to Mahabali. The rule is this, that current Indra, whose name is Purandara. Purandara is the current Indra there. I have given him the authority to rule heavenly planets till the end of this Manu's time. Manundaram. Till the end of Manu's time, I have given him the authority to rule the heavenly planets. And he has not done anything wrong so far that I can throw him out from there. There is no cloth to to sack him. In other words, there is nothing there. Therefore, let him rule that. Let that in Purandara rule the heavenly planets until the end of this Manu's time.
And after that, up to then, you go and stay in Sudalam, in the Sudalam planets, and you will have all the opulences, what Indra has, and even more than that, in Sudalam, and till you get your position there. So appointment order was given, but he has to wait till the position is vacant. Normally, this is not the custom, because after you leave, you get a position, then you are given the accommodation, isn't it? But here, accommodation was given first, told him to go there. So Sudalam was given to him, and Sudalam was constructed specifically for Mahabali to live there, and it was newly built by Vishwakarma. Vishwakarma was newly built for him. At that time, Indra was there. Indra was also there. Along with the other demigods, Indra had come there. Indra says, if Indra, Mahabali wants to rule, let him rule. I'm happy if he can give me Sudalam, he says. Indra says, he can give me Sudalam, but he can have, by seeing the opulence of Sudalam. See how people change in their logic. So, in other words, why did he say, to show to us that Sudalam is much more opulent than the heavenly planets. So, Indra is concerned, that's all he wants, the best. Always the best, he wants it. So, so to make Indra envious of this, that's why all this is all Krishna's Leela, isn't it? So, in Leela, all these things happen. So, he says to him, you can go to Sudalam and live there, and you can see that Brahma's words there in the 22nd chapter, what Brahma said. Brahma is saying there, that Yalpadayor 22nd, 23. Yalpadayor asatadhi ashatadhi salilam pradaya druvangurair abhividhaya sadim sabaryam apyuttamam gadimasau bhajade trilokim dasvana viklavamana kathamartim ruched. Yalpadaror ashatadhi salilam pradaya druvangurair abhividhaya satim sapadyam apyuttamam gadimaso bhajade trilokim dasvana aviklavamana katham artim rachel kavim dasvan aviklavamana katham artim rachel. By offering even water, newly grown grass or flower buds at your lotus feet, those who maintain no mental duplicity can achieve the most exalted position within the spiritual world. This Bali Maharaj, without duplicity, has now offered everything in three worlds. How then can he deserve to suffer from the arrest? Mahabali, Brahma says this at that time, isn't it? So, and these words... earlier, that you can see that Brahma, what mentioned is also true. Brahma says that if you offer a little water, a flower, or a leaf, you become a devotee, isn't it? Little water, or a flower, or a leaf, you become a devotee. Then, and Krishna is saying that I'll give him liberation for such a person. Patram pushpam phalam dhoyam. Yami, only thing is bhaktiya prayachari is there. That's one word. That's what topples the whole thing. Everything else will follow. But that bhaktiya prayachari is the difficult thing. Only bhakti is there, Krishna is saying. Ashnami prayadalpana. Tadabi. Bhakti bhakadam ashnami prayadalpana. So, bhakti is the important factor there. And you will see that words coming in the Sudama's story also. Same words in the Bhagavad Gita comes in Sudama's 80th chapter. There in the Bhagavad, the same words comes. Patram pushpam phalam dvayam yami bhaktiya prayachari tadabhyakti bhakradam asnami prayadalpana. So bhakti is the important thing. It is not the water leaf or the flower important. That bhakti is the important thing. Bhakti is the important thing. So similarly, in everything there is duplicity in us. We have to recognize that. In all our deal, because we are used to it, this duplicitous way of dealing with world. In the world, only thing we learn is this duplicity. How to deal in a duplicitous way. What we do, when we go to Krishna also, we will use the same duplicitous mentality. With Krishna also, we want to do the same duplicitous way. And you can see this, the last verse, in the 66th verse in the 18th chapter. Sarva dharman parityajya mamegam sharanam vraja. So one devotee said, I have reached the 50%. What is that? Sarva dharman parityajya I have done. That means no more dharmam in my life. Mamegam sharanam vraja I still haven't done it. Later on we will see that. But at least 50% I have made it. He is saying, we are all like this. We are all like this. There is no question about that. But what suits us, we will do in spiritual life. And the other half, we'll keep it pending. We say, we are not ready for it yet. So, in the same way, this problem is always there. I can give you numerous examples of this in practical life, how it happens. But it's not always pleasant to say these things, because it hurts people. So, but if you understand this principle, that's why Brahma is saying there, duplicitousness, he's saying there. Duplicity doesn't go away from us very easily. So, when Brahma said this, Brahma's words went into Vamanamurti's thoughts, and he says to him, that this Sutalam I have given to Mahabali to go and stay, that, but I am still remembering your words, because you have said like this, I can tell you that when you are in Sutalam, you don't have to be frightened about anybody. You don't have to be frightened about anybody because I will be there standing outside as a gatekeeper. Why did Krishna say? Because who is this gatekeeper? Gatekeeper means Krishna's Sudarshana disc. That is Krishna's gatekeeper means that. That Sudarshana will be there. That I will be there to protect you all the time and I will be your security guard present there. And this was to say this, this verse helped. Which one? Brahma's verse. Yad padayo rashadadi salilam pradaya durvangure rabhividhaya satim saparyam apyuttamam gadimaso bhajade trilokim dashwan dashwana viklavamana kadamarthim ruchel. The point is that Brahma is saying that he has, your philosophy is that if somebody offers flower, leaf or water, you will give him liberation. This person Mahabali has come and offered everything and you have sent him to Sutalam. You have sent him to Sutalam, to the lower planetary systems. Is that very fair? This was in Brahma's thought. So, Vamanamurti keeping that in mind, recognizing the fact that Mahabali did not get a good deal from this. Therefore, Vamanamurti offered something to Mahabali which he has never given to anybody before. What is that? This security system. The security system, which Vamanamurti has not given to anybody before. In any other, you will not find Prahlada didn't get it or Ambarish didn't get it. Nobody has got it, but Mahabali got it. Mahabali got it. Apparently, the reason why he said that was because after hearing from, because when Brahma said this, it touched Vamanamurti's heart. Vamanamurti also thought, maybe I have not given him enough. As a last thing, he offered this. The security system in Sudalam. So because when Vamanamurti said this, tears started coming from Mahabali's eyes. It started coming, tears started coming. Then he didn't expect this much. Mahabali didn't expect this much. he says. And also, Mahabali had also a little hurt inside that Vamanamurti has punished me to some extent, isn't it? That was there. Now, all that has gone. Because earlier, Krishna is always like that. Sometimes when Krishna punishes, he'll punish you in such a way and you will get so hurt. And when you get hurt very much, he will take you and pat you also to get rid of that pain from inside. That is why in Narayaniyam there is a verse, Vijitra Rupam Tavakhal Vanugraham. Your mercy is very difficult to explain. Krishna's attachment to the devotees is like that. Sometimes Krishna will put the devotee in a very, very awkward situation. And you will feel so hurt inside, painful it will be, and you will feel so miserable. And then when all that happens, when Krishna sees that the devotee is having that distress, very heartfelt, then Krishna will take that devotee and start looking after him so well that he will forget that pain. Like a father does with the child, or mother does with the child. Vijitra rupam tavakhallu anugraham. How your Krishna's mercy comes, nobody can say anything about it. Because it is in different ways Krishna gives the grace to the devotees. One way he blesses one devotee in one way, it's not the same way he blesses another devotee. Every devotee has a different relationship with Krishna. And when you receive Krishna's grace, you will know that everybody is different the way it comes. It's never in the history Krishna blessed one devotee exactly the same way another devotee. It's always different. Vijitra rupam tavakhalya anugraham. Krishna's anugraham is vijitram. You can't explain that. It's always different. So, that is why they say, it is difficult to understand Krishna's grace when it comes. Sometimes devotees have cried over this, that they were put into such awkward situations, and then over time that distress has gone, and because of that distress that has come in life, they have realized in their life something better. They were in illusion before, in Maya. In Maya they were thinking so many things are real, everything is fantastic in this world, and then something happened in life and they got upset. They said, why Krishna does this to me? But it's only much later when they found that if that curse hasn't happened to them or the distress has not happened to them in their life, their attitude in Krishna consciousness would not have improved better way. This you can see in the Bhagavatam also. Srinarada Maharshi says, when my mother died, I was disturbed. The only connection I had with this world was my mother. And that mother Krishna has taken away. And what did he say at that time? He says, I started wandering around in this world because I was an orphan then. Little boy, 5-6 years old, though he had only mother, he didn't know even who his father was, because Narada Maharshi was born like that, some relationship like that. He didn't know who the father was. He had nobody else in this world. Everybody has written him off. Now that the mother is out, the only connection, shelter he had in this world was the mother. And the mother also gone. And Srinarada Maharshi says, had that not happened, how would I have become a devotee? Narada Maharshi himself says that. And now after he became a devotee, Narada Maharshi is saying that Krishna's grace is very difficult to understand. Because if I had attached to my wife, my mother, and lived like that in this world, what possibility is there that for me to meet up with those rishis who had come, and through their mercy I took to Krishna consciousness seriously? Because if mother was there, still I would be attached to the mother and busy with mother's welfare and things like that. So the last link I had with this world, Krishna has cut it off. And so Narada Maharshi is thanking Krishna later for what he has done. Even though when it happened, he was hurt. Narada Muni was held because he was a little boy, 5-year-old boy. In this way, you will see in the Bhagavatam in many, many instances, Kunti Devi said, because of this only Kunti Devi said to Krishna, let distress keep coming. Because I know the distress will be followed by a much better situation than before. So, that is why Krishna is Bhavesmin Klishamananam Avidya Kamakarma Bhi. Shravana Smaranarhanam Karishyani Dikejana. Kundidevi says to Krishna, isn't it? Then, and you will see about the distress also. In the sense, distress is coming, and I know it will turn out to be better later, and it did. Later for Kundidevi, isn't it? When finally Yudhishthira Maharaj was installed as the king, and he was able to perform the Rajasuyam sacrifice, which nobody else could do so far. And that was, and Krishna himself came as the, for the Agrasana Puja, as the chief guest there, accepted Yudhishthira's offer. And the very fact that Krishna came for the Yudhishthira's Rajasuyam shows that Rajasuyam was the most successful yagam in this world. And that was a blessing from Krishna's side to Yudhishthira. So, situations like that, Kundidevi recognized at that point that whatever distress you have given to me is all for the better. To able to accept something when distress comes like that is called bhakti. That is bhakti. That bhakti is not all these five times and seven times to the navel and three times to the face. This is all the ritualistic side of it. Bhakti, as we discussed yesterday, in Prahlada's story, Prahlada is bringing different dimensions of the bhakti, isn't it? Bhava karodi vigarodi prathak subhavam. That is bhakti. That karodi vigarodi prathak subhavam. There's different aspects of that bhavam inside. For a devotee, how he is relating to Krishna. That is bhakti. That is bhakti. So this is another instance where he is saying here that Krishna doesn't know how to kill anybody or to bless anybody, because hurting somebody is not in Krishna's nature. But if Krishna is doing something, you can more or less take it for granted that there is a higher plan behind it. There is a higher plan behind it. So, and suddenly, on the spot, you won't be able to analyze it and understand what the plan is behind it. If you lose everything in this world, if you lose your body one day, which will go one day anyway, and ultimately if Krishna is pleased with that, is that not a success in life? What else is a success in this world? We talk about so much success. But as far as Bhagavatam is concerned, that in spite of losing everything what we have got in this world, including your own body, mind, intelligence, everything, if it is pleasing Krishna, you have life is success. Otherwise, it's a failure, no matter whatever has happened. So, it is, that is the way it is spoken. And Mahabali started realizing now, this point, that I have lost all the three planetary systems, but Krishna has not rejected me. That was the greatest success. If Krishna has rejected us, then everything is gone. Everything is lost, isn't it? So, immediately, Mahabali falls at Vamanamurti's lotus feet, and ask for his mercy, and he is ready to go into Sutalam planet. And in the next chapter is his journey to Sutalam. So Mahabali is traveling to Sutalam from there. So we have to read those two chapters, and probably we'll finish it today. Yeah. श्री शुक उवाच इति उक्तवन्तं पुरुषं पुरातनं महानुभावोखिल साधुसम्मताः बद्धाञ्जलेर् बाष्पकलाकुलेक्षणा भक्त्युत्कलो गद्गदया गिरा भवेत् श्री बालिरुवाच अहो प्रणमाय कृतसमुद्यमां प्रपन्नभक्तार्थविधौ समाहिताः यल्लोकवालै तदनुग्रहोमरेर् अलब्धपूर्वो सदे सुरेऽर्पिताः श्रीशुक उवाच इत्युक्त्वा हरिमानत्या ब्रह्माणं सभवं तथा विवेशसुतलं प्रीतो बलिर्मुक्ता सहासुरैः एवम् इन्द्रिया भगवान् प्रत्यानीया त्रिविष्टपं पुरायित्वादिदे कामम् अशसात् सकलं जगल् लब्धप्रसादं निर्मुक्तं पौत्रं वंशधरं बलिम् निशम्या भक्तिप्रवणा
Prahlada idam abravid Shri Prahlada vacham. Prahlada vacha nemam mirinjo lebhade prasadam na Shri na Shrava na sarvakim udabarenye yenno suranam asidurgavalo vishwambivandir abhivandidangri yalpada palpamakarandan nishevanena brahmadaya sharanadas anuvade vibhudi kasmadvayam kusravaya khalav yonayaste dakshinya drishti padavim bhavada pranitaham Chitram Gavehida Mahomida Yogamaya Lila Visrishta Bhuvanasya Visharadasya Sarvatmana Samadrisho Vishama Subhavo Bhakta Prayo Yadasi Kalpadaru Subhavaham Shri Bhagavan Vacha Vatsa Prahlada Badram Badram De Vatsa Prahlada Badram De Prayahi Sutalalayam Modamana Sopautrena Nyadinam Sukhamavaham Nityam Drashtasimam Tatra Gadapanim Avastidam Maddarshana Mahaklada Dostakarma Nibhandhanaham Shri Shukavajam Atyam Atyanam Bhagavadorajan Prahado Balinasaha Badhum Ityamalo Pratyo Mudni Adhaya Kritanjali Parikramyadi Purusham Sarva Surasamu Chamupati Pranadastada Yunja Arunyada Pravivesamada Mahabilam Atho Ho Shasana Ushanasanam Rajan Harir Narayano Andige Asinam Tujam Madhye Sadasi Brahmavadinam Brahmasando Shishyasya Brahmasandanu Shishyasya Karmichadamidanvata Yatad Karmasu Vaishamyam Brahmadrishtam Samam Bhaved Shri Shukravacha Kutastad Karma Vaishamyam Yasya Karmishwaro Bhavan Yatnyesu Yatnya Purusha Sarva Bhavena Pujitaha Mandradas Tandradas Chidram Chidram Deshakala Arhavastuta Sarvam Karodinish Chidram Anusangirtanam Tava Tathabivadado Bhuman Karishyami Anushasanam Egakshayavaram Pumsam Yattavajananu Palanam Shri Shuka Uvacham Pradinandihare Rajyam Ushanam Bhagavanidi Yajnachidram Samadhatta Balayar Viparashibhi Saha Prajapat Evam Balayar Mahim Rajan Bikshitva Vamanohari Dadau Bhatre Mahendraya Tridivam Yad Parer Khridam Prajabadi Padir Brahma Devarshi Pidir Bhumi Pai Dakshabhrugu Angiyo Mukhe Kumarena Bhavenacha Kashyavasyadidir Pratyai Priti Sarvabhuda Bhavayacha Lokanam Lokabalanam Agarod Vamanam Padim Vedanin Sarvadevanam Dharmasyaya Shasashriya Mangalanam Vradanam Cha Kalpam Surgavavargayoho Ubindram Kalpayam Chakre Padim Sarvavibhudaye Tada Sarvani Bhudani Prisham Mumudire Nrupam Tadastu Indriya Puraskritya Devayani Navamanam Logavaler Divam Ninye Brahmanachanumodidam Brahma Sarvakumarascha Brahma Sarvakumarascha Bhrugu Adhyamanayo Nrupa Pidara Sarvabhudani Siddha Vaimanigaschaye Sumahat Karmadat Vishnu Gayanda Paramat Buddham Dishendi Swanide Jagmur Adidimja Shasham Sire. We left one verse 25. Prapit Tribhuvanam Chendra Upendra Bujapalida Shriya Paramaya Justo Mumude Gadasadvasam Brahma Sharva Kumarascha Bhagu Adimunayo Nrupa Pidara Sarva Bhudani Siddha Vaimani Gaschaye Sumahat Karmadad Vishnur Gayanda Paramad Buddham Dishnyani Sarvade Jagmur Adidimja Samashrire Sarvamedan Mayakhyadam Bhavadakulanandana Urukramasya Charidam Shrotranam Akhamochanam Param Mahima Param Mahimna Uruvikramadogranano yad prarthavina ivamane sa rajam simartya kim jaya kim jayamana udajada upaidi martya ityaha mantra drishi purushasya mayasya ya idam devadevasya hare ralbuda karmana avadaranu charidam shrunvan yadi param gadim kriyamane karmanani idam deve pitredi maunushe yatra yatra anuragirtyeda tatyesham sugrudam vidu. Thus end the 8th canto, 23rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Demigods Regain the Heavenly Planets. We will leave the last chapter of the 8th canto now. Shri Rajovacham, this is the fish incarnation. Shri Rajovacham, Bhagavan Shrodumichami, Harer Albuda Karmana, Avadara Katham Adhyam, Maya Matsavidambanam. Yadartham adadad rupam matsyam loga jugupsidam tama prakritidur marsham karmagrastam iveshwaraham. Edanno Bhagavan sarvam yadhavad bhaktum arhasi uttama shloka charidam sarva loka sukhavaham. Then Shri Suta uvacham ityukto vishnuratena Bhagavan badarayani uvacha charidam vishnur matsyarupena yalkritam. Shri Shuka uvacham Govipra sadhunam chandasam abhiseshwaram raksham micham stanurdhate dharmasyartasya chaivahi uchavacheshu bhudeshu charan vayurveshwara nochavachatvam bhajade nirgunatva dhiyogunehi. Asidakalpande brahmo naimittiko laya samudro papludastatra logabhur adayo nrupam. Kalina gadadradrasya dado shishesho orbeli mukhado niskrishan vedan hayagrivondike harad nyatuadu danavendrasya hayagrivasya cheshtidam dadharas shabhari rupam bhagavan haririshwaram. Tatra raja rushikaschen namna asatya vrado mahan narayana varo tabad tapasa salilasana. Yosau asmin mahakalpe tanayasa vivasvata shraddha devami dikhyado manutve harinarpidaham. Ekada kridama alayam kurvato jalaru tarpanam tasya anjali udage kashal chabhari ega vivadyadam. Satyavrado anjali gadam sohato yena bharada utsaraja utsasarjan adhitoye shabharim dravideshwara tam aha sadikarunam sadikarunam mahakarunigam nrupam yadobhyo jnadigadhibhyo dinam mam dinavalsala katham visrajase rajan bhidam asmin sarijale. Tam atmano anugrahatam prityamatsyavaburdharam ajnanam ajanan rakshan arthaya shabharya samanodhate. Tasya dinadaram vakyam ashrutya samaha mahipadi kalashapsu nidhayavanim nidhayainam dayalur ninyamashramam. Sadhu tatraigaratrena vardhamana kamandalu alabdhva atmava vakshasamva idham ahamahipadim. Naham kamandalu vasmin krishram vatsam ihotsahe kalpayoga suvipulam yatraham nivashe sukham. Sa enam tadam adaya nyathad audanjanodage tatra chiptamuhurtena hastatrayam avardhadam. Nama edad alam rajan sukham vastum udanjanam prithudehi padam mahyam yatvaham sharanam gadaham. Tadamadaya sarajya kshipta rajan sarovare tad avurti atmana soyam mahamino anvardhadaham. Naidanme swastaye rajan udagam salila aukshasam nidhihi rakshayogena hrade mam abhidasini. Ityukta sonayan matsyam tatra tatra vidasini jalashaye samidam tam samudre prakshibajasam. Kshibai manastam ahedam ihamam magarodaya adandhyadibala vira mam neho trashtumarhasi. evam vimohidastena vadadaval gubharagam tamaha ko bhavan asman matsya rupena mohayan. Navidam viryo jalajaro drishtosmabhi shudobhiva yo bhavan yojana shatam ahna abhivyanase sara. Nunam tvam bhagavan sakshal dharir narayano vyaya anugrahaya bhutanam tatse rupam jalaugasam. Namaste purusha shrestha siddhi ulpatya pyaveshwara bhaktanam na prapannanam mukhyo hyatmagadir vipho. Sarve lila avataraste bhutanam bhuti bhahetava jnatum icchami ido rupam yad artham bhavadadratam natte ravindakshapadova sarpanam mrusha bhaven sarvasukhat priyatmana yad te daresham pranavatmanam sadam adidrishoyad babhuradbhutam hina. Shri Shuka uvacham idi bruvanam nrupadim jagalpadi satyavradam matsyavapur yugakshaye vihartukama pralayarnave bravid chikikshurekanda jana priya priyam. Shri Bhagavan uvacham saptamehyad adhyadanadurdham ahanye edandar arindama nimakshyandi abayam bhodo trilokyam bhur bhuvadikam trilokyam liyamanayam samvartham vasivai tada ubasasyadi aukachin vishala tvam mayeritaha tvam tavad aushadi sarva bijanyu chavajanija saptarshivi parivrada sarva sapto opabrahmhidam aruhya brahadim navam vicharishyasi aviklava ekarnavi niraloge rishinam eva varchasa dodhyamanam tam navam samirena veliyasa ubastishtasya me shringe tritasya me shringe nibadniti mahahinam aham tvam rishibisardham sahanavam udanvati vikarshan vicharishyami yavad brahmi nishaprabho. Madiyam mahimanam cha param brahmedi shabdidam vetsyasi anugrihitam me sambarsneer vivirdam hrudi. Itthamadishara jannam hadir rajanam hadir andardhi andaradiyata sonavaikshananam kalam yam hrishigesham adishad. Asirya darbhan prakulan rajarshi pragudari mukha udari mukham nishasada harir padau chindayan matsirubinam. Tata samudra udvela sarvada plavayan mahim vardhamano mahamekher varshadhi varshadhi samadrishyadam dhyayan bhagavad adesham dadrshe navam agadam tam aruroha viprendrer adhyaya aushadi virudhah tam ujurmunaya prita rajan dhyayasva keshavam savaina shantadadasmad avidasam vidhasyati sunudhyatyastadorajnya pradurasin maharnave ekashrangadharu matsyo haimo nidayojanam nibhodyanavam tatshrange yathokto harinapura varatatrenahina tushtas tushtava madhusudanam. Shri Rajovaja anadi avidyo bahadatma samvidas tanmula samsara parishramatura edurchayo vasrishtayam apnuyor vimuktido na paramo gurur bhavan paramo gurur bhavan. That jano bhutoyam nijakarma bandhana sukhechaya karma samihade sukham yet sevayatam vidinodhyasan madhim granthim sabindhyat dhradhayam sano guru yet sevayangner ivarudrarodhanam puman vijahyan malam atmanastama bhajedavarnam nijameshaso vyayo bhuyat samisha paramo gurur gurur guru പരമോ ഗുരോർ ഗുരു നയത് പ്രസാദ്യൂത ഭാഗലേശാം അന്യേച ദേവ ഗുരവോ ജനാസ്വയം കർത്തും സമേത പ്രഭവന്തി പുംസാസ് തം ഈശ്വരം ത്വം ശരണം പ്രപദ്യേ അചക്ഷുരന്ധസേതാഗ്രനിസ്കൃത തഥാ ജനസ്യാവിദുഷോ ഭുതോ ഗുരു ത്വം അർത്ഥദൃക് സർവദൃശം സമീക്ഷണോ ഭൃതോ ഗുരുർന്ന സുഗതിം ബുഭൂത്സദാം. ജനോ ജനസ്യാദിശദേ സതിം ഗതിം യയാ പ്രപദ്യേതു ദുരത്യയം തമ ത്വം ത്വമവ്യയം ജ്ഞാനം അമോഘമഞ്ജസ പ്രപദ്യതേ യേന ജനോ നിജം പദം. ത്വം സർവലോകസ്യ സുഹൃത്പ്രിയേശ്വരോ ഹി ആത്മഗുരു ജ്ഞാനം അഭീഷ്ടസിദ്ധി തഥാപി ലോകോ ന ഭവന്തം അന്ധതീർ ജ്ഞാനാദിശാന്തം ഹൃദി ബദ്ധകാമാ. ത്വം ത്വാമഹം ദേവവരം വരേണ്യം പ്രപദ്യമീശം പ്രതിബോധനായ ചിന്ത്യർത്ഥദീപേർ ഭഗവാൻ വചോഭിർ ഗ്രന്ഥിൻ ഹൃദയാൻ വിർണു സമോകാം. ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച ഇത്യുക്തവന്തം നൃപതിം ഭഗവാനാദിപൂരുഷ മത്സ്യരൂപീ മഹാംബോധോ വിഹരസ്തത്വമബ്രവീത്. പുരാണ സംഹിതം ദിവ്യം സാഖ്യയോഗ ക്രിയാവധിം സത്യവ്രതസ്യ രാജർഷേർ ആത്മഗുഹ്യം അശേഷതാം. അശ്രൌഷീദൃശുഭിഃ സാകം ആത്മതത്വമസംശയം നാഭിമാസീനോ നവ്യാസീനോ ഭഗവദ പ്രോക്തം ബ്രഹ്മസനാതനം. അതീത പ്രളയാവായ ഉത്ഥിതായ സവേധസേ ഹത്വാസുരം ഹയഗ്രീവം വേദാൻ പ്രത്യഹരാധരി. സതു സത്യവ്രതോ രാജ ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാന സംയുത വിഷ്ണുപ്രസാദാത് കൽപ്പേസ്മിൻ ആസീത് വൈവസ്വതോ മനു. സത്യവ്രതസ്യ രാജർഷേർ മായാമത്സ്യ ശാർഘിനാ സംവാദം മഹദാഖ്യാനം ശ്രുത്വാ മുച്യേത കിൽബിഷാൽ. അവതാരം ഹരേർയോയം കീർത്തയേത് അന്വഹം നര സങ്കൽപ്പസ്യ സിദ്ധ്യന്തി സയാദി പരമാം ഗതിം. പ്രളയവയസി ധാതു സുപ്തശക്തേർ മുഖേഭ്യ ശ്രുതിഗണമപനീതം പ്രത്യുപാദത്തഹത്വാ ദ്വിതീയം ദ്വിജം അഘതയേദ്യോ ബ്രഹ്മസത്യവ്രതാനാം തമഹം അഖിലഹേതും ജിന്മമീനം തോസ്മി. ദ സെൻഡി എയ്ത് കാൻറ്റോ 24th ചാപ്റ്റർ ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം എൻടൈറ്റിൽഡ് മത്സ്യ ദ ലോർഡ്സ് ഫിഷ് ഇൻകാർണേഷൻസ്. So I think we will have it next Sunday, because with that this 8th canto finishes. It's the last topic in the Manasavataram fish incarnation is the last topic in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then the 9th canto begins. So we will discuss this in the next this Manasavataram in the next class. And we'll have some kirtan now. Dina Dayal Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.